provide Starbucks, we welcome the first responders, the healthcare professionals, the wildlife and park services, and military personnel. Carolina League Baseball, the Green Jackets from Augusta, an affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, and the first half World Division champion, the Blue Ducks, down east, affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Fans, be sure to visit the UNC Memorial Healthcare Customer Service kiosk. Located right inside the gate where you can take these. We have your scorecard, roster insert for a chance to win a prize from King's Restaurant. UNC Lenore Healthcare is the official hospital of the Wood Ducks. UNC Lenore Healthcare, the future of healthcare is here. Make sure to check out the team store and all the merchandise that we have for this season. The Wood Ducks team store is sponsored by Cherry Energy. Cherry Energy is family owned and operated for more than 95 years. They are your number one local propane and fuel provider. Call today for your energy needs and come check out the showroom for generators, gas grills, gas logs, and much more. See Cherry Energy on the web at cherryenergy.com. SurPro is a proud sponsor of Wood Ducks Grounds Crew here at award-winning Granger Stadium. They're the hardest working grounds crew in all of minor league baseball. SurPro makes it like it never even happened. Tonight's game ball delivery is sponsored by Farmer and Dell. Durham Airport Road, they have a 5-star rating and they have been growing children since 1975. Tonight's cleanup hitter is Connor Kyoto, the designated hitter. Cleanup hitter is brought to you by Paul's Code, Linen, and Beautiful Ground Services, providing services to business needs since 1889. Also, bases for Wood Ducks are brought to you by Jim and Jeff of Water Insurance. Auto, home, life, and business, Nationwide is on your side with the Walker Insurance Group. And conversely, all call stealings by the Wood Ducks this year are brought to you by Strickland, Hackner, and Pittman. Appreciate those guys for sponsoring our call steal promotion all season long. Fans, every Tuesday this season at historic Ranger Stadium has been Tribute Tuesday, presented by Starbucks. We welcome all the first responders, healthcare professionals, the wildlife and park services, and military personnel to tonight's game. Thank you to Lenore Pierce College for sponsoring Winning and Wine Man on Wednesday. Sponsored all season long, giving you a chance to get a free ticket to a game. Let's see you at half price all wine and good evening tomorrow night.
Sunday will be Dogs and Dogs Day. We have hot dogs.
all day long. So there will be only $1 presented by Bitman Food Mart. Plus, you can bring your dog to Walmart for just $1. Bring your furry friend and enjoy dogs and foul stays at Walmart presented by Riverbank Animal Hospital. Fans, this Sunday, kids get to run the races after the game. Fans want to catch the Wood Ducks on the road in the playoffs next Tuesday. Look for the link on our Twitter or Facebook page on the day of the game. You can watch it through MILB TV. County City and Air is a proud sponsor of All Five Balls this season. County City Air Conditioning has been serving Eastern North Carolina for more than 34 years. County City and Air Conditioning is your local Ryan Cooley Systems dealer. Fans, if you want your little league team to run on the field with the Wood Ducks players at the beginning of the game, what you need to do is contact Matty Meehan at mmepdhan@wooddustbaseball.com. The Field of Dreams experience is sponsored by Freedom Kids Dental. Hey, kids, not too late. You can still be able to do your 12 run. Another Little Duke Club associate sponsors are UNC Lenore Healthcare, Farmer and Bell Brand Center, and Dinner Dots. Each member receives a free ticket to every Sunday through Thursday Wood Ducks game with one paid adult admission and will get a very own membership card. There are a few exclusions. Membership is $20 for Little Duke. Go to WoodDucksBaseball.com or contact Matty Meehan at the front office.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Time for another Phoenix Printing pregame player feature, chatting with the manager, Cody Gabella. A couple of home games left this year. How are things feeling right now as the season ticks into its final 10 games?
Pretty good. It's pretty status quo. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't special, kind of the last home series of the year. It's just like the first, you know. It's great to play in front of the fans, and I know these kids and this coaching staff appreciates all the support throughout the year, but yeah, I'd be lying if I said it, you know. You don't think about it like, oh, this is our last couple games we're going to play at this ballpark, you know, for 2023. So it's been good.
Of course, yesterday the Green Jackets did it again for the second time this year, a combined 7-inning no-hitter. The last one was, I think, exactly a month ago previous. We talked about what the first one was like. Was the second one any different for you?
A little bit. It's weird. Whenever there's a seven-inning game and a doubleheader there, that both happened, both our no-hitters happen to be during a doubleheader. You know, you don't think about it as much just because the game is, you know, naturally shorter with the two less innings. So you look up and you see, okay, no hits, and it's like the third or fourth, and you're like, oh, we got six innings left. Oh, no, we really only got three or four. So, you know, they both were very special. I will say that I noticed yesterday's a little later in the game. It was like the fifth or sixth inning. I looked up and said, oh, you know, and yesterday was a three pitcher combined. You know, but yeah, both of them were great. It was great for the kids, you know, good celebration after the games. And also it was a little different with this one being the first game of the doubleheader, and then you got to come out and play another one. So,
right. And sometimes you would think it would be hard maybe to follow that up instead of getting on the bus and coming back to Augusta, like in the end of July. But instead, seven run second inning, you won the second game yesterday in a very different way from the first. Is that something that you appreciate as a manager, that your team can kind of win in all ways?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we've had some games where we had to come from behind all year. Luckily, we started that process a little earlier in yesterday's second game. We got down in the first inning, and then a solo homer kind of tacked on to their lead, and the boys just kept putting together some good at-bats, and were able to put up a crooked number, and yeah, it was a, you know, good day for the club.
I got to ask, now we're, you know, 10 games left this year. We've seen, I think, about 60 players for the Green Jackets this year. Has there been a particular player or two has exceeded expectations, either in their performance on the field or their attitude and development?
Yeah, I mean, the guys as a group, everyone's gotten better. I would say some guys that really were here earlier and have had a chance to go up to Rome jump to mind, like a guy like Ethan Werkinger. And, you know, a guy who put in a lot of work last year and got a lot better. Had some success here in a brief stint towards the end of last year, and really came here and kind of kept going, kept developing as a hitter. And, you know, this year defensively, he really put in a lot of work and got himself better and was able to get that opportunity. You look at a guy like Owen Murphy, who coming into this year, you never questioned his mental makeup. You know, he really is a mature kid and believed in himself, but just the work he put in with Wes to develop certain, some of his secondary stuff, and to be able to, you know, really throw his fastball in some finish counts with two strikes and execute there, you know, kind of expedited his process out of here. So those are kind of the first two guys that jump to mind. But the group as a whole, you know, everybody comes in each day, and I can't praise them enough for the work that they put in, and whether, you know, it's a guy who has gotten a lot better with a certain aspect of the game, like a swing, and it hasn't come out in games yet. It's just the group as a whole. It's been great to see all year. And then you think of a guy like Tavi, Ambiorz Tavares, who kind of struggled offensively to start the year and made some swing changes, and he really bought into it. And I think now you're starting to see that kind of play out and come out in the game. Because once you make those changes, it's not gonna come overnight. And, you know, now we're a couple months into that, and he's swinging and missing a lot less. He's putting together a lot of competitive bats. He's starting to hit the ball hard to all fields. So those three guys kind of jump out, but the team as a whole, you know, I'm proud of him.
Tavares' batting average 45 points higher in the second half than it was in the first half, and the OPS 110 points higher. I was looking at that this morning out of curiosity myself. When I talked to Terry Pendleton last week about confidence, and he was talking about how so much of the job of coaches and Rovers, especially at this stage of the minors, is about building up players' confidence.
Yes.
How do you go about that personally and also as a staff?
First of all, for me, it starts with building relationship as the player, because you got to get them. If you're going to make changes, or even if you're going to, you know, big changes, small changes, whatever, you got to build the trust. So it starts with building relationships, and that's. You know, a lot of times doesn't even have to do with baseball. It's, you know, how's your family doing? What type of music do you like? And then you start to play their music when they come to the cages, or when they come for like infield or outfield early work, you play their music and get them in a good atmosphere. And that kind of expedites the build-in factor in the trust process. But from there, it's like, you know, it's a lot of positive reinforcement when you want to make a change with a guy, or tell him, you know, something he might be doing wrong. There's a lot of positive reinforcement before you deliver that message of, hey, this is something that needs to change. Here's why. Here's the proof. And this is what it could do for you. And then you kind of, end with another positive reinforcement. Like, hey, man, you're gonna do this. You're a big leaguer. You're a big league shortstop. You're a big league outfielder. Whatever. You're gonna pitch in the big leagues. You know, kind of a positive, negative, positive sandwich. as kind of a baseline way to build some confidence. But yeah,
what would be your slump buster back in the day when you were playing in a rough patch? What would you do to sort of pull yourself out?
I don't really think I ever found one that worked. That's why I'm coaching. Honestly, kind of just like I would, if I felt like I needed it, I would get to the field a lot earlier, and I would just do non-baseball things. I would want to kind of like be at the field with some time to relax. And that was just me personally as a player when I played. So it kind of gave me the comfort of, because when you're at the field, it's a lot of times it's go, go, go. As a staff member, I get here early and I'm able to, you know, do some work and relax. But as a player, you get to the field and it's like, hey, we got the cages, we got defense, we got BP, we got more defense, whatever. And then we got go over video. So there wasn't really a lot of time for you to just be at the field, which is kind of like my sanctuary. I love being at the field and just chill. So I would get to the field a lot earlier. I'd maybe go in the weight room and, you know, do some like band work or stretch work or something like that, and just kind of relax and you know, try to get my mind off of any pressure that I was feeling at the time.
You mentioned how important it is seeing the guys grow as a team and how everyone has tried to get better. Thinking about over the course of this year, we've had players who have started new relationships, players who have lost parents, family members. How important and how do you guys go about, I guess, not just keeping a handle on where everyone is emotionally, but kind of providing that family type of support for players?
Yeah, first you kind of got to get a gauge for the club, and this group here from day one has been there for each other in any moments like that you speak of. So it kind of just happened organically. Like, it's not something that we had to try to force. But you know, I like to think I do a good job of meshing with players as individuals and as a team. It's part of a job as a manager. But I didn't really have to work hard for it this year. These guys, you know, they're it's a great group, and even the guys that we drafted this year, it's like they came in here and guys like Expo and Clarno and guys like that, they really, really, really welcome people and they make them feel comfortable from the get-go. So it's that's always great to have.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to see who the heart and soul of the clubhouse is. Where have you grown this year? What's been the biggest change for you, either professionally or personally?
I think anytime, you know, this is my first year as a full season manager, so that's kind of helped me grow in a way. You know, it's usually I've managed an extended or I've never managed a full season team, but I've been at the full season level. So having to run the club for 5 months once you break spring training is kind of, you know, I don't want to say it helped mature me in a way, but it really, you know, it is a grind. It's a 5 month season, and so that, you know, that's the first thing that pops into my head. But also, like any other season, you know, going back to the players and how they are, it's like, you know, I like to tell these guys, hey, part of the process of being a pro and the process of getting to the big leagues is being able to give feedback to coaches. And whether, you know, that's uncomfortable, could be an uncomfortable conversation to have or whatever. But, you know, in some instances like that where we're working at something and a guy might not, you know, understand it, or he might not, even in some cases they might not agree, and just being able to talk and have them give the players feedback or the coaches feedback, you know, it is another way that, you know, us as a staff has grown. And that, I go back to that trust factor. If you're able to listen to a player and see what he's feeling and you know where he's coming from, that builds that trust factor. So ways like that, you know, it's helped me as the manager and our coaching staff grow.
One person who I think really exemplifies that at the big league level is Ron Washington. You look at how the guys at all levels sort of treat him and interact with him. That's a sort of a good example of what in my mind is a sort of healthy coach player staff relationship. Speaking of the big league Braves, last night Ronald Acuña Jr. absolutely mashed a grand slam. He's now a member of the only member of the 30-60 club. What is that like for you? I mean, I know it's obviously he's a long way removed from the lower levels of the minors, but what is he like as a guy when you interact with him down in the complex and stuff like that?
He's outstanding. So yeah, I mean, he's removed from the lower levels, but last year he started the season on the DL and he was down in Northport. So he actually went through extended workouts with us and played in some sim games. So, you know, it was great for the young kids to be around. A young kid might have, you know, done something wrong. We had a couple instances where they did something they shouldn't have done in a game, and he was there to say, man, you're lucky you're playing now. Back then, they'd have sent me in the clubhouse or whatever. So it's good for those guys to hear that. But he's outstanding. You know, he's a great mix of like flash and humble. You know,
and he got married yesterday too, on kind of short notice, which was great. That was watching last night's game, Braves Dodgers 8-7. That was like one of the best games of baseball I've seen in a long time.
It felt like a playoff game.
And I think many people think that that could very well be a potential World Series decider come October. But off the field, onto the gridiron. College football starting up last week with my UMass Minutemen having more wins than the entire SEC, save Vandy aside. But I know you're a big Miami Hurricanes fan.
Yeah.
7 wins this year, does that seem doable for you guys?
Honestly, it could be 4, it could be 10, man. I don't know. There's a lot of turnover. New offense coordinator, new defensive coordinator. I'd like to be a little optimistic and say that they brought in some guys to kind of, you know, shore up the trenches and give themselves a better chance in the running game and give Van Dyke a little more time in the passing game. And I think the new offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, is going to do a better job of using kind of South Florida receivers and letting them do what they grew up doing and getting down the field and stretching the field and letting Van Dyke kind of work with them. So I have a lot of optimism going into the game tonight, but we'll see, man. Last year was depressing.
Shout out Mr. John Ruiz. Instruct's coming up, instructional, it's sort of like the postseason workout, inter-squad games down in Florida. What is that like? What, for people who don't know, who aren't, you know, around minor league baseball, what happens during that time?
Yeah, it's a lot of individualized work. You know, you bring a lot of coaches down, a lot of coordinators down, and they're able to kind of get their hands and their eyes on players more in an individual sense, more in a controlled setting where we have a lot more tools at our disposal. It's less, you know, team oriented, like a fundamentals or what have you, and less game stuff and more just individual work and a lot of, you know, one on one with from coach to player.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects. At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same. Which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, the national anthem is complete from Granger Stadium here in Kinston, North Carolina. My name is Nathan Strauss. A pleasure to be with you here from the historic press box in the Carolina League's oldest facility. Green Jackets on the road for the final 6 days of the season, coming off a series in which they went 5-1. They won the first five games, only dropping the finale to the visiting Salem Red Sox. On the other hand, Down East Wood Ducks, they dropped last series 4-2, but it does not matter. They clinched the first half championship in the Carolina League North Division this week, all about rounding into form before they find out who they will face in next week's divisional championship series. It'll either be Lynchburg, Fredericksburg, or, currently in first place, the Carolina Mudcats, but that remains to be seen as this week goes on. Nathan Strauss here with you. It is a blisteringly hot day. This press box is enclosed entirely in glass. There's not a whole lot of breathing room here. Our crowd mic is set up outdoors, and that's why there's a slight echo right now that I'm working to figure out how to reduce either way. Green Jackets will line it up like this today, going up against the right-handed starter, Luis Ramirez. It's Ambioris Tavares who will lead off for Augusta, followed up by Cam McGee. Sabine Ceballos bats third, Drew Compton in the cleanup spot, looking to kick things back into gear with the bat. Jace Grady bats fifth, followed by Will Verdung, who drove in three last week. Cade Kern hits seventh, followed up by P.O. Boucher, and Jacob Godman rounds the lineup out. Luis Ramirez on the mound. He is the right-handed starter today, 6'2" tall, 22 years of age, out of Long Beach State. The Green Jackets saw him to open up their home campaign. He went two innings against Augusta in a series that Down East took 4-2, but that was all the way back in early April. Ready on ready matchup with Tavares in the box, and the first pitch is down and away for a ball. Green Jackets wearing their road grays today with Down East in their home whites. It says Woody's across the chest in green letters with brown trim. 1-0 to Tavares, who will take a big swing and a miss. Ian Moeller is the man behind the dish today. At third for Down East, it's Glader Figueroa. Donyer Cueva holds it down at shortstop with Miguel Villarroel at second. And the newcomer Marcus Torres at first. 1-1 the count, and the pitch is inside. Home plate umpire today is Nathan Hall. Brandon Schmidt is on the bases. The outfield for the home side, Tommy Specht in left field with JoJo Blackman in center, and Quincy Scott, another new arrival, in right. Here's the 2-1. It is taken down for a ball. Tavares has reached in his last 11 games, the longest such streak for him in his career. In that time, he's hitting .400, an OPS of .940. He's reached 22 times in those 11 games. The 3-1 is waved out of this. The count will fill up here on Tavares with lefty McGee and Sabine Ceballos to follow. Down East has lost almost all of their roster from the opening series of the season for Augusta. Green Jackets played just one game in Columbia before taking on Down East back at SRP Park in April. And Down East won the first 4 games. Augusta swept the weekend with 2 shutouts. 3-2 pitch is a check swing. He went, and it's strike 3 as Tavares goes down via the strikeout to begin this afternoon's game. Time of first pitch, by the way, 7:01 p.m. There is no TV stream here in Down East. Down East, I believe, is the only team in the Carolina League not to have video streaming, along with Rangers High A affiliate up in Hickory. So for those of you tuning in who have not listened before, welcome. Thank you, and hope for a great week of baseball ahead. Cam McGee in the box. He takes one outside. Gronkowski last week had a very good week, going 5-for-17, drove in a pair. Up to 196 now with 10 driven in. The 1-0 is just outside. You can hear the air conditioner in the background. This is the last season of the second-to-last year of the Down East Wood Ducks. After the 2024 season concludes, they will be no longer. The 2-0 pitch, taken high and outside. It's 3-0 on McGee. They are moving down to South Carolina. The stadium is in need of tens of millions of dollars in repairs and, amongst other reasons, declining attendance, facilities, and the like. They will be on the move. 3-0 is fought foul, a green light hack there, and it's 3-1. Green Jackets playing for pride here over the last week of this season. Down East playing for the postseason. This one taken on the inside edge for a strike. That pitch was, I think, a little bit down low, and it was not given in favor of Cam McGee, who had tossed his bat towards the dugout. Count goes full for the second straight batter. Ramirez, like every Down East starter, does not go long distances. It's an organizational philosophy, but he so rarely goes over three or four innings of work. In fact, Down East starters have the second fewest innings pitched in the league. A 3-2 pitch here. It's chopped foul off the handle of the bat. It'll remain a full count. Not a whole lot of space between home plate and the backdrop. It's a high cement wall here with the suites, the box seats, if you will, being literal plastic folding chairs. It has the feel of perhaps a Little League World Series ballpark. Very old-timey feel with metal stanchions holding the park in place. 3-2 again, cranked foul down the left field line and out of play. It's a partly cloudy day, and again, very hot. Temperature at first pitch, about 93 degrees. It was hard not to work up a sweat when walking up to this press box. Another 3-2 to McGee. The pitch is hit hard to left field, and it's going to slice foul and into the stands. Down East won the first half championship. It has been far from a championship caliber season here in half number two. They've lost a number of their big guns, from pitchers to impressive hitters like Abby Ortiz. They come in with a worse record than Augusta here in half number two. They're 27-33. Green Jackets a game above them. 3-2 is inside, ball four. A hard-earned walk here for Cam McGee. And the Green Jackets with a base runner now with one away. It's a really interesting facility here. The bullpen for both teams is down the left field line near the clubhouses. Both clubhouses are separated by about one doorway. The Green Jackets bench is down the first base side, and other than that, there's not a whole lot going on in the surroundings or on the field itself. First pitch taken outside for a ball by Sabine Ceballos. McGee drew a walk, one on, one away. No score here, just underway in the top of the first. Of course, Down East a chance to celebrate their penultimate season with a championship. They qualified by rolling away with the first half division championship. Pickoff throw over to first. It skips up and away from Torres, over down the right field line. McGee is headed for second, and he will get in standing up. It'll be a throwing error on the pitcher Ramirez, and the Green Jackets with a walk and a pickoff error. Now, with a man in scoring position, Ceballos had a tremendous debut series, going 6-for-14, a homer, and 6 batted in. His only hit in Sunday's series finale was that home run. He hit it in his first AB of the game to put Augusta on top. Green Jackets did lose that game by a score of 5-2. It snapped a hearty winning streak. They had won the first five games of the series, and it was a season high. They could not pull out the sweep, however, and they come in today on technically a one-game slide. Green Jackets eliminated. Charleston has clinched the division here in the second half. It'll be Charleston versus Myrtle Beach in the first round of the postseason. The righty Ceballos in the box, going ready on ready with Ramirez. The first pitch to him is a fastball for a strike. 90 miles an hour there from Ramirez. There is no radar gun here either. I've got to make do with checking the over my shoulder where the Down East Wood Ducks video coordinator has the TrackMan stream up. So I'll do what I can with Drew Hackenberg set to take the mound in the bottom of the first inning here. 1-1 to Ceballos. The pitch is taken outside and low with a swooping breaking ball from Ramirez. He has been very solid so far this year, although not going long distances. Only 48 innings of work. This is his 17th game of the year. 1-3, a 4.13 ERA. Down East as a team has the lowest team ERA in all of single A at 3.38. Although they have had some struggles in the last month or so. This one cranked foul down the third baseline by Ceballos, and it will even up at 2-2. Again, we're just fiddling around with the audio settings here. We're in this very small glass booth. It's a little claustrophobia inducing. Our crowd mic is right outside. There's not that much of a crowd to speak of, and trying to figure out the right balance. So if you're listening, feel free to shoot me a line. 2-2. Cracked up the middle. The shortstop ranges to his left. It's fielded by Cueva. His throw to first is high and wide, and they say the first baseman got him with a tag. As good work there from Torres to save an error on Cueva. McGee does take third. It'll go down as a 6-3 putout, but that could easily have been the second error in the top of the first inning as Cueva's throw went high and wide down the home plate side. Ceballos did a full barrel roll there, trying to stay alive. It did look like Torres got the tag on him. So now man on third and two away for Drew Compton. Switch hitter batting out of the left-hand side. Went 3-17 last week. They'll foul the first pitch off here. The lights are on for the home side here on these massive rusted iron poles, two on each side of the outfield, two in left center and two in right center. It's got this nice post-industrial baseball feel to it. As a changeup is caught on a miss, now 0-2. You contrast this to what we experienced in Fredericksburg with a brand new state-of-the-art stadium, and it's just a different place. And one of the beautiful parts of baseball is that it exists in all facets of America. Pitch clock down to 2, the 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire Hall. And the side is retired. Green Jackets going to walk and leave a man at third. It takes Ramirez 23 pitches to get out of the frame. But the Green Jackets end up leaving a man in scoring position. Hackenberg to the mound, and we come back for the bottom of the first. No score here in Kinston, North Carolina.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the first, Green Jackets going to walk, leave a man at third. It's Drew Hackenberg who takes the mound. A little bit closer to where he played his college ball at Virginia Tech, looking to build on a tremendous opening performance for him this year last week. A week ago today, he went 2 2/3 innings of work, struck out 5, only gave up 1 base runner. It was a walk in his final man faced here at historic Granger Ballpark in Kinston, North Carolina. Here is how the Wood Ducks will be lining it up this half inning. Quincy Scott hitting 406 will bat leadoff with JoJo Blackman following it up. Later Figueroa in the three spot with Connor Pioto hitting cleanup. Ian Moeller, one of a couple of Iowa natives in this lineup, batting sixth behind Miguel Villarroel, and Donyer Cueva hits seventh with Specht and Torres rounding out the lineup. Ready on ready matchup here to begin is the first pitch. Fastball comes in from Hackenberg for a strike to Scott. The right hand batting Scott in his 20th game, hitting 406 with an OPS north of 900. Ninth rounder in this last year's draft out of JUCO in California. The 0-1 just outside from Hackenberg. Hackenberg, a recent addition to this Green Jackets team, just added a week ago today, made his debut in beautiful style. All the debutantes for the Green Jackets on the mound last week had some pretty good highs. 1-1 pitch misses just inside. It's 2-1. Blackman on deck. Good friends with former Green Jacket Tyree Thompson, now up in High A Rome. Infield playing up the middle here. The 2-1 is a cutter, I believe, in for a strike. It's 2-2. Hackenberg has a lot of movement on all of his pitches. It's one of the things that led to him being selected. The numbers, the raw numbers, the ERA, the wins and losses, the quality of contact, a little bit deceiving if you look at just his line from his final year at Virginia Tech. It's the stuff that led to him being picked 59th overall, and he certainly showcased it last week. 2-2 pitch. Taken down and away. Nearly tempted him there with a slider away. It's really a sinker, slider, cutter, changeup combination that he's working with right now, which is very much in the modern style of pitcher. Someone who can manipulate the traditional four-seam fastball to do different things and confuse the hitter. 3-2. Taken on the outside corner. Strike three called. Froze him with one of those fastball offerings, and it's a first out, first strikeout here for Hackenberg this afternoon. I'll bring up JoJo Blackman, hitting 210, 8 homers, 41 batted in. Very speedy is Blackman, second in the league with 6 triples. This is a ballpark that is pretty triple friendly. It's about 335 to each corner, with it only ranging to 390 in dead center, but some pretty deep power alleys, a lot of room to roam, especially down both lines. First pitch misses. As Blackman is ahead in the count, 1-0. No score here. Bottom of the first. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks. 1-0 inside. We'll see how long the leash is for the pitchers this week, going through the rotation for the second time. Most of them were capped between 3 and 4 innings of work last week. Pitch count and game situation aside. 2-0 pitch fought foul. It's 2-1. About a 5-hour drive this morning from North Augusta, South Carolina, going through Florence, going through Columbia, and then veering off sharply towards the Outer Banks. The 2-1, waved at and missed, change up there, it's 2-2. Hackenberg moves with a lot of confidence, and why not? He is part of an incredibly athletic family from both parents down to all of his siblings. You've got plenty of big names there. 2-2 is just low. It'll go full, but Hackenberg's older brother Adam in AAA with the White Sox. Older brother Christian was a Jets quarterback after a stellar playing career for the Nittany Lions, and his older brother Brandon was a pro soccer player as well for Orlando City. 3-2 on Blackman. The pitch is taken just outside. Ball four. Tried to pin a slider on the outside edge. It did not get the call. So, a strikeout and then a walk to begin the game for both pitchers here. As Blackman, who can run, he's got 28 stolen bases, takes first base. And now Glader Figueroa to the plate. Figueroa batting right. 9 homers and 51 driven in. Actually batting left here. And he'll take a big swing and a miss at a slider. It is 0-1. Green Jackets and Down East profile very similarly on the offensive end. Both in the bottom three in the league in average, bottom three in the league in OPS. In fact, tied with an identical 661 OPS this year. This one cranked towards second. Verdung slides. His only play is to first. He will go to Compton at first for the out as Blackman will advance. 2-way in the bottom of the first. You heard there, Will Verdung playing at second base with Drew Compton at first. Ambioris Tavares at short and Sabine Ceballos at third. Jacob Godman doing the catching with Pio Boucher in left, Cade Kern in center, and Chase Grady in right. Connor Piotto batting cleanup today, hitting 258, game 56 of the year for him. Another player batting out of the left side against Hackenberg. No score, one on and two away, with Blackman good speed at second. Green Jackets infield shifted hard to the pole side. First pitch is a slider for a strike right down the heart of the plate. Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella takes off the cap in the dugout down the first baseline, brushes some sweat away with a new fresh haircut. He shaved his head, in fact, had the team shave his head after Saturday night's win. The 0-1 is on the outside edge. Again, for a strike. 0-2 on Piotto. Hackenberg looking for another clean first inning here. The 0-2, taken down and away. Tried to tempt him there. A changeup in the dirt. The best feeling, and this is something that was articulated to me during the break, is that this stadium feels a little bit Bull Durham-esque. It's a nice change from the fancy ballparks like at SRP Park and in Fredericksburg. As the pitch is caught on a missed slider down and in, and he chased and went around. We'll keep it here as we go to the top of inning number two. No score. Each pitcher with a identical frame. A strikeout to begin, a walk, and then a ground out and a strikeout to cap it off. As again, these two teams continue to mirror each other. Green Jackets wrapping up this season and looking to do so on a positive note. They have a number of new players, as accidentally just turned up my volume a bit too much here, but a number of new players who were added last week who are getting their first taste of affiliated ball before the beginning of next season. These two teams met, of course, at the beginning of the year as well, and hardly any players remain from the Green Jacket side and from the Down East side. In fact, if you look up in High A, the High A Hickory Crawdads are three games clear right now in the South Atlantic League, looking to clinch a playoff berth as well down in, rather, I guess it is down in Hickory. It's really more to the west of here than anything else, about, say, an hour and 45 minutes back towards Augusta. And, of course, Rome, who got a number of Green Jackets players beginning in really early June and continuing through late August, have had a better second half than they did the first. They have been eliminated, though, and Hickory seems the most likely team to pick up that championship in High A. The AA M Braves are also one game away from elimination here. We've got a visit here as the trainer is going to come out to the mound here and check on the pitcher Luis Ramirez, the manager Carlos Maldonado, and Neil Ori, the athletic trainer, are out as they're gathering up here. Didn't notice anything as they went through their warm-ups, but clearly enough to draw some concern. And there is a man who is up and throwing down in the Down East bullpen here early on, which is not what you want to see. And I think they're making the call. They do indeed make the call to the bullpen, as it would appear injury is going to force Luis Ramirez out of this game after one inning. Well, now we will take a break because it is an injury situation here. There will be unlimited warm-up tosses for the new arm. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. No score through an inning here in Down East, North Carolina.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Well, we do have a pitching change here in the top of the second. Mentioned in the first how Down East starters oftentimes throw a little bit less than normal, but this is not what we were referring to. It appears that there was something going on and bothering Ramirez, and they go to the bullpen to make a change. In is the 22-year-old Damian Mendoza, who comes into this game to make his 27th appearance of the season. 6-4 record, a 5.32 ERA. Last year, spent some time in Down East, including one appearance up in High A Hickory, where he just went a third of an inning and did very well. Back here in Down East, though, where he has pitched 27 games this year. Some good strikeout numbers, 62 Ks to 18 walks. Out of Sonora, Mexico, which is on the northwest part of Mexico. Sort of, if you went south from Phoenix, Arizona, you would wind up in the Sonora Desert region. First pitch is tipped foul into the mitt of Mueller by Chase Grady, and we are underway in the top of the second. Neither team with a hit in the first, both teams with a walk, and down east with an error. Grady switch hitter batting left, so one is sliced foul into the netting on the left side. And it almost hits a server here as it skipped over netting and dropped down. The dugouts here are quite literally dugout. It is very low to the ground. Big looping curveball just outside. It is one and two. Grady hitting 244, went just 2-for-16 last week, although both hits were timely. He gave the Green Jackets the lead on Friday with a 2-RBI double. 1-2, chopped up the middle. Second baseman to his right, he fields comfortably, and Villarroel throws to first in time by a step to get him. And that will bring up Will Verdung, hitting 234 with 9 driven in. He got 3 runs batted in last week. Again, every player on the Green Jackets had a pretty good performance last week. When you win 5 games in a row, it can't just be one or two guys carrying the brunt of the weight. And many players had their moments during one or more of the games. And Verdung, first thing he does is crack one into left field for a base hit. It did take a ricochet off the glove of Figueroa, but hit hard enough to get all the way through. The Green Jackets have the first hit of the game, courtesy of Will Verdung III. So one on, one out for Cade Kern, who had a great series, drove in 5 runs last week, second most, only behind Sabin Ceballos, had a homer, his first in his career, also 5 runs batted in. Going ready on righty here with Mendoza. Signed back in 2017. Just a couple of years in the lower reaches of the system in the Arizona Complex League after 1 year in the Dominican Summer League. Of course, like many other young arms, was really hurt by the lack of a COVID season where there were no levels of the lower minors. 0-1. Big slider outside for a ball. Looking all the way back to the lineup between these two teams the first time they met. And again, there's just not a lot of continuity for either team, which is to be expected at this stage. It's a sign that the player development staffs are doing their jobs. Pickoff throw over to first, nothing doing there. The Green Jackets lined it up with Tyler Collins, Amioris Tavares, David McCabe, Jeremy Celedonio, Ethan Werkinger, Justin Janis, Nick Clarno, Mekhi Backstrom, and Francisco Floyd. Only Amioris Tavares, Tyler Collins, and Nick Clarno have played every series since then, as this one's grounded over to third, to second for one, on to first, not in time, it skips away, as one out will be recorded on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Two away, and a man on first for P.O. Boucher, but on the other side, again, not a whole lot of similar names. Cam Colley, Anthony Gutierrez, Jason Morobel, Ian Moeller, Glader Figueroa, Daniel Cueva, Blackman, Yossi Galan, and Miguel Villarroel. But guys who weren't playing every day at the beginning of the year have taken huge jumps for down east, and the Bayamon-born Abby Ortiz, perhaps most amongst them, he's really catapulted his way onto the Rangers' prospect rankings. First pitch here is fought foul by Boucher. There was a time when Yossi Galan and Abby Ortiz were 2-3 in the league in homers before both of their promotions ended up taking them out of that conversation for a little bit. Runner goes for second. The pitch taken inside. Moeller's throw from his knees is not going to be in time. It was a closer play than anticipated. Cueva had a great tag, sweep tag there, but it'll be a stolen base for Kern. It seems so long ago these two teams met back at SRP Park in April for so many reasons. 1-1 the count to the lefty Boucher. The pitch is inside and nearly got to the backstop. There, again, is not a lot of room behind home plate here, so base runners have to be cautious if a pitch does get by because it can ricochet off the green padding and create a closer than anticipated play if catchers are quick enough to it. Two one. inside. Big sweeping breaking ball. Last time out for Mendoza was just 2 days ago, where he was used as a stopper, only went to third of an inning. Had a pretty solid month of August, though, in five appearances, gave up just five earned runs with 14 strikeouts in that time as well. He gets Boucher to swing and miss here. It is 3-2. Godman on deck with Kern on second here. No score, two away in the top of inning number two. The new arm, Mendoza, looking to keep the score level at zero. 3-2 pitch is tipped into the mitt and held on by Moeller for strike three. Green Jackets get a hit, leave a man on second as we go to the bottom of inning number two with no score. Villarroel, Moeller, and Cueva to the plate when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the second here, Green Jackets and Wood Ducks in one of six, the final six games of this season. This is game 126 for Augusta of 131. The Green Jackets lost a game in Delmarva that was canceled back in the very waning stage of the first half of the year. Kinston, North Carolina is the spot. The birthplace of Dwight Clark, famous for the catch back in 1981. Amongst others, Reggie Bullock, Brandon Ingram, Cedric Cornbread Maxwell, NBA Hall of Famer and color commentator for the Boston Celtics Radio Network, which was so crucial to my development as a young fan. First pitch is cracked foul here by Villarroel. Hackenberg is back out on the mound, gave up a walk, and struck out two in the first. Villarroel hitting 230, four homers. He's driven in 36. Oh, one got it up the middle. It hits Hackenberg in the heel, and it'll die over down the third base line for a single, and the trainer and manager are going to come out here to check on Hackenberg. He waves them back to the dugout instantly. That's the second time in two games that a ground ball has gone right off the leg of a Green Jackets pitcher. It was L.J. McDonough who got drilled the other day, and that actually brought home the eventual two winning runs. He took a ground ball that went off his calf and trickled into right field. This time it is a single for Villarroel. And Hackenberg seems to be okay for now. First pitch here to Ian Moeller, cut on and missed. Moeller, the catcher, was a big reason why the Wood Ducks were so successful back in Augusta in the early parts of this season. A one check swing, and he held a ready on ready matchup here. First hit of the day for the visitors. Another Iowa kid. The Rangers have some pretty strong scouting roots in Dubuque, Iowa. If it's one, you think it's a coincidence. So when you get two or three guys on the same team, then you think, okay, they clearly know their stuff out in the heartland. This one taken outside, it's 2-1 to Moeller. He's a fourth rounder in the 2021 draft out of Wallert High. Same high school as the man in the hole right now, Tommy Specht. This pitch is hit hard down the left field line, but foul. It'll even up at 2-2. Moeller runs very well, was a LSU commit, would have been part of that national championship team this year. drafted in the fourth round instead. 2-2 pitch. Caught on and missed strike three. Slider got him. And it's the third strikeout for Hackenberg. Now one on and one out. Mueller was in a competition with Nick Clarno for most of the season to see who would end up with the most men caught stealing this year. Nick Clarno leads by 6 right now. And Green Jackets 1 stolen base away from 200 on the season. Man on first, one away. And the first pitch to Cueva is grounded towards Verdung at second. He backhands, he drops the ball, and everyone is going to be safe. I think Verdung might have been thinking about flipping to Tavares there before the ball was all the way in his leather. He tried a snow cone grab and did not end up making the transfer. And now men at first and second. It will be an error on Verdung. So Villarroel to second and Cueva to first on an E4. And now Tommy Specht to the plate, hitting 230, a homer, and 17 batted in. Slender left-hand hitting frame. Hackenberg working from the stretch. Checks the runner. The pitch is in for a strike. Specht will take this one down the left field line. It's trickling over towards the corner. It's a fair ball. One run in to score, and they will put the brakes on everywhere else. As Villarroel scores from second, Cueva is into third. It's an RBI double for Specht, and Down East takes a 1-0 lead. That ball looked like it was going foul all the way, and then it just snuck inside the third base bag. Specht, a former Kentucky commit, drives across the first run of the game. And now men on at second and third, still just one away for Marcos Torres, the nine man. RBI 18 for Specht. Torres, this is game number 7 for him. Just 2 for his first 22 with 10 strikeouts. A good chance here for Hackenberg maybe to pick up that second out. Now a 1-0 ball game with Down East on top. Infield pulled over to the right side. First pitch fastball is tipped into the mitt of Godman, and it's 0-1. It is the first run allowed by Hackenberg. 10th double of the year for Tommy Specht, who is off the second base bag. Daniel Cueva, good speed off at third. Down East does run very well. They are amongst the most fleet of foot teams in the league. 0-1. Caught on and missed. Must have been sitting on something else. There was a bit befuddled on that swing. On deck is Quincy Scott. Hackenberg looking for a strikeout here. He's got 3 already, trying to record that important second out. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt, and a good block by Godman as time is called and granted. Hackenberg up to 30 pitches. Got good debuts last week from Hackenberg, from Cade Keeler, from Riley Gowans, Riley Fry as well. It was not Fry's debut, but a good performance nonetheless. Mitch Therris on Saturday. 1-2 pitch. Caught on a missed strike three. And an important second out of the inning, as now 2 on but 2 away, can move the infield back as Quincy Scott, who struck out looking to begin the game, strides to the plate. Big body of Quincy Scott, 6'5", 220. Out of Escondido, California. Drafted out of Alomar Junior College. Going righty on righty here with Hackenberg trying to strand a pair. First pitch is in for a strike on the outside edge. Thought about swinging there, but ended up holding up. The Rangers farm system got so much deeper in this last year's draft. They have done a very good job of drafting and developing lately, and got rewarded with Wyatt Langford, who jumped up to Double A as of this week. 0-1 in the zone for a strike now, 0-2. Langford joins Evan Carter, who is now up in Triple A, who is a guy who exploded onto the scene, a real gem in the crown of the Rangers scouting team. And of course, Brock Porter, who the Green Jackets faced earlier, still developing nicely as well. 0-2 pitch down and away. Today, the Rangers announced that Sebastian Walcott, who was a huge international signing from the Caribbean, at 17 years of age, jumped over down east and went right to Hickory in High A. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And he got him, tied him up inside. So a run comes in on Speck's double, but Hackenberg will record three more strikeouts. We go to the top of the third, and it's a 1-0 lead for down east. Back in a moment here at Rangers Stadium.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Top of the third, Green Jackets down 1-0. It's 9-1-2 due out this half inning with Jacob Godman in to lead it off, followed up by Tavares and McGee. First pitch to Godman is inside for a ball. Godman had a good series last week at the plate. Only one hit, went 1-for-6, but it was a home run. Also walked four times. Up to one homer now with seven driven in. 1-0. High fastball swung on and missed. Godman steps out of the box and knocks some dirt off his cleats. Back in here, Green Jackets trying to answer right back. Mendoza, only 15 pitches for him in that second inning. Stranded a man at second base. The 1-1. Inside and high. 2-1. Now the count. It got dark quickly here as we hit the quarter to eight mark. 2-1 pitch is just upstairs, and it's 3-1. Sky blackening quickly, and it is getting to be fall. Anytime you see a number 9 to begin the date, you can think it's just about autumnal. Temperature not complying. 3-1 is thought foul. It'll fill up. This is the last week of the season for the Green Jackets. Down East still has that postseason series coming up, but Green Jackets players will then head down to Florida for instructional camp down there. The 3-2 is hit hard to right center field. Blackman heads back towards the track on a run, and he'll make the catch on the dirt in front of the big Amazon sign in straightaway center field for out number one. Well, likely the hardest hit ball of the day for Augusta is allowed out number one. It'll bring up Ambiaris Tavares, who struck out swinging to begin the game. One away, no one on the top of the third. A little bit of wind blowing out to right center field. First pitch to Tavares is in for a strike on the outside edge. Fastball there. The view from the press box is really nice. There is no obstruction when you're looking down on home plate, and especially with a righty at the dish. 0-1 is a breaking ball inside, 1-1. You can really pick up on the path of the ball almost as if, well, as if you were the umpire, because we're a little bit off to the right, but you can really see the plane of the plate in a way that we haven't seen earlier. Slider here inside. It's 2-1 on Tavares, who, amongst other things, has been working deeper and deeper counts. The game that broke his 7-game hitting streak last week was a game in which he took 2 walks. 2-1. Fastball on the upper part of the zone. It's 2-2. Lights are shining now here in full swing. Two-two. Cracked foul off the end of the bat. Tavares inspects the barrel to see if it took any damage. Was dismayed to learn that the accommodations here, it was once a legendary place for visiting teams, the Mother Earth Motor Lodge. So much so that friends who are in the industry but no longer in the Carolina League were excited about this trip. 2-2. Just inside, and that's ball three. Tavares thought it was ball four. He took a step towards first, but just lost track of the count. But the Mother Earth Motor Lodge is famous for kind of 70s decor and a very retro feel. 3-2. Hit hard to right field for a base hit. It gets through the first and second baseman's hole, and Tavares is aboard, now extending that on-base feat to 12 consecutive games. Going the other way has been a huge area of growth for Tavares. He saw him double down the right field line last weekend, and all of his home runs, spare one back in Charleston, are still to the pole side, but I think it shows a lot of growth, and also the fact that the Green Jackets have worked so hard on his stance, it's opening up the whole field for him. Now Cam McGee to the plate. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch to him is a fastball swung on and missed. Up and away part of the zone. Tavares, a couple of stolen bases last week. Also caught stealing in the eighth inning on a strike him out, throw him out double play. When Tavares represented the tying run. Pickoff throw over to first. Tag down from Torres. Not in time. Green Jackets yet to score here today. It's been the hallmark of Down East this year. Their pitching staff has been absolutely tremendous. That 3.28 ERA as a team, a 1.23 walks and hits per innings pitched, both best in the league. Another pickoff throw over, not in time. Torres tried to sell it, but Tavares was wise to it. Tavares, again, a lead. Two straight pickoffs. Tavares goes. The pitch is fought foul out of play, and Tavares will have to retreat, count at 0-2 on McGee, who walked and advanced all the way to third back in the first, but nothing more than that as a strikeout to Compton retired the side. Ceballos on deck. He grounded out to short his first time up. Shortstop Cueva is closest to the second base bag. To Tavares' run again. He'll stay put. It's a slider and a beauty on the inside edge. Strike three calls. Second strikeout for Mendoza, and now two away. It'll be up to Ceballos. Ground out for him in the first. Hit 429 in his first week, and of course the numbers are going to look good. His debut was a 4-for-4 performance where he drove in 4 runs on 4 singles with a walk. Pickoff throw to first again, not in time. In fact, every hit of Ceballos' was a run producer. Had 5 RBI singles and a solo home run, which is not a bad way to start. The pitch here is a pitch out, and it's obviously up and away for a ball. I don't know if we have seen an orthodox pitch out like that this season. We have seen a couple of modified pitch-outs against Chandler Simpson of the, well, now of the Bowling Green Hot Rods, but then of the Charleston River Dogs. But the true pitch-out is not something that we've seen that much of. Ceballos will line this one to center field. It'll be down for a base hit. Tavares hits second. He'll have to hold there as Blackman up and firing. It's cut off by the shortstop, Cueva. 2 singles here in the inning, and now men on first and second with 2 away for Compton. I mean, the pitch out has almost gone the way of the old school intentional walk where pitchers would be throwing kind of, you know, 60, 70 mile an hour lobs up and outside of the plate back before they announced the sensible rule to add the ability to just signal for the intentional walk. But I don't know if we've really seen that this year. So credit to Down East, because it used to be such a big part of the game. This pitch in for a strike, it is 0-1. It's also not something that's commonly used in the minors, just with such a focus being placed on pitchers getting guys out, but it is important, I suppose, as well for catchers and middle infielders, too. Green Jackets down 1-0 to a board, and the pitch is sliced towards shallow left field. Spetan on a run coming in. He will slide. It goes off his glove, and it drops into left field. The tying run will score. Compton will stay put at first. Ceballos at third. I believe it'll go down as an RBI single for Compton, as that ball dropped into no man's land as the triumvirate of Specht, Cueva, and Figueroa all converged, and Specht on a slide, had it go just off his wrist. Nearly came up with a sliding grab to retire the side. Instead, we are all even at one. It's not about how hard you hit him always. It's sometimes about where you can place him. So Tavares in to score from second. Ceballos goes corner to corner, and Compton on first. Men on first and third, still with two away for Jace Grady. First pitch is popped up, left side and foul ground. Third baseman Figueroa over towards the dugout. Catcher Moeller goes into a slide on a knee and makes the catch, almost sliding himself into the dugout on his way to make the grab. But the Green Jackets even up the score at one apiece on an RBI single by Drew Compton, his 14th man batted in this year. And we go to the bottom of the third, all tied up at one. Back to the mound is Hackenberg when we come back. 1-1 the score here in Kinston.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets tie up the score. It's one apiece as we hit the bottom of inning number three. Hackenberg back out to the mound. Green Jackets now with a run on four hits with an error. One run, two hits, and an error for the home Woodies. I hope we get to see this series, the alternate jerseys for the Wood Ducks. They're wearing their home whites today, but they do have a duck hunting camouflage jersey that is up there with the best themed jerseys that we've seen this year. Blackman in to lead it off, 2-3-4 to the plate as Blackman squared the bunt, pulls it back and takes a ball. Blackman a walk, was standing at second in inning number one. One oh, checked his swing, it's in the zone for a strike. Hackenberg so far, 35 pitches through the first two innings of work with five more strikeouts. Again, just very impressive strikeout numbers. He had 5-2 1/3 last week. A chance to better that here. 1-1 is in the dirt, and it skips up and hits Godman in the mask as he slid to block it. It appears he's no worse for wear, which is good to see. Excuse me, 2 2/3 last week for Hackenberg. So as of right now, through 4 2/3 innings of work, he has fanned 10, which is a tremendous strikeout rate so far. 2-1 on Blackman, the lefty. The pitch is just inside. Home plate umpire Nathan Hall is not someone the Green Jackets have seen this year. They have seen Brandon Schmidt, the base umpire, plenty, with Corey Gerber, his former partner. 3-1 is sliced down the left field line, but foul, and it will get out of play over by the tarp. It'll clang off the tin roof here. You know, in thinking about what this stadium reminds me of, it actually reminds me of my hometown ballpark. It has a bit of that Fenway feel to it, where unlike new ballparks, oh, they're going to call an automatic strike here on Blackman. It's going to be strikeout number 6 for Hackenberg, although somewhat of an anticlimactic one. They're going to say he didn't get in the batter's box in time. So one away as Glader Figueroa steps up, but Fenway Park is kind of famous for having these exposed green stanchions that keep the roof up as Figueroa cranks one foul. It's 0-1. And so many of the ballparks that have been built, well, obviously Fenway built in 1912, but so many of the newer ballparks have different style of, I mean, almost no roof whatsoever. You think about SRP Park, where there isn't really a traditional roof. There's just an upper level of suites. But Fenway, of course, before the expansion, as the 0-1 comes in and it's taken outside for a ball, you know, there was not that second level of seating, and so they too had a green tin roof. And of course, America's beloved ballpark has undergone a number of renovations since then, but it does have that feel to it. 1-1 skips in the dirt. It's interesting, if you sort of scale the ballparks of the Carolina League by the time they were constructed, and this is kind of a moot point, as the 2-1 is just inside with a hard cutter. But you look at a place like Myrtle Beach, whose ballpark was built in the late stage of the 20th century. It's got one very distinct kind of design. 3-1 is swung on and missed. It'll go full. But you look at that, it's got one kind of design. And then you look at the newer ballparks, the SRP parks of the world, the Segra Parks of both Fayetteville and Columbia, Fredericksburg as well, and it's those designs are all almost identical, but very much contemporaneous. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. Got him, I believe, with a slider there, and now 4 straight strikeouts for Hackenberg, up to 7 on the day. There is a little bit of shuffling going on in the Green Jackets bullpen, which is out in right field. It's hard to see into there because there are canvas signs and advertisements that cover all but the door. It would not be surprising if Hackenberg gets pulled around the 50-55 pitch mark. He's at 47 now. Connor Piotto in. He'll take one inside and low. It's probably the first use of the word contemporaneous on the broadcast this year here, 126 games in. But if you've got any more that you want to see thrown on air, I mean, I'm all ears. Left hand batting, the 1-0 is lined foul down the left field line. Piotto struck out, is the second strikeout of the day, end of the first inning. We're all tied up here at 1. It has gotten dark fast, as the great Yogi Berra once said, man, it sure gets late early out here. I think he was referring to Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, but we can use it in this context too. 2 away. And the 1-1 is lined towards center field. It's going to get through for a base hit. Piotto hits that one pure for a two-out single. And a base runner now for Miguel Villarroel. Third hit of the day for the Down East Wood Ducks. So now Miguel Villarroel to the plate, up to 231 with a man on first and two down. The pitch is just outside of Hackenberg. Yogi Berra, who once famously said, I really didn't say everything I said. 1-0 is popped up, foul and out of play over towards the parking lot. Pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2, a chance here for Hackenberg to strike out the side. Well, he did allow that hit to Piotto. He's got 7 strikeouts right now through 2 2/3 innings of work. He has induced just 1 out on a ball in play, and that was a ground out by Figueroa back in inning number 1. The 1-2 is chopped to short. Tavares is there. He'll underhand to Verdung at second to retire this side. We're all even up at 1 through 3 innings. A hit and 1 left as we go to the 4th. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks tied at 1 as Hackenberg fans 7 in 3 innings of work.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the top of the 4th, if that is the end of Drew Hackenberg's evening, it is the end to a very good outing. He goes 3 innings of work, gives up 3 hits, 1 run. It is unearned, which I did not catch the first time through, which is user error on my fault. There was a error on Verdung that extended the inning and put men on first and second. And the run for Down East came across as a result of that. So it is in the books as unearned. We go to the top of the 4th. It is a 1-1 ball game. Will Verdung, Cade Curran, and Pio Boucher. The men do up this half inning. Verdung singled in the second. Some stretching going on down the line for Down East, but Mendoza back out on the hill for his 3rd full inning of work. First pitch to the ready Verdung is check swing foul down the line. Would anticipate seeing Luis Vargas as the next man out of the pen for Augusta. He was the Tuesday night starter from late July on until he shifted into basically being a bulk reliever following last week where he relieved Hackenberg and got hit pretty hard. 0-1 to Verdung. Is a slow break ball for a strike. So the count here is 0-2. The pitch is a good breaking ball, but it backed him up a little bit too far off the inside part of the plate. It is 1-2. Mentioned before, but Down East in its penultimate season here, they will be moving down to South Carolina after the end of the 2024 season. As Verdung will line this one hard up the middle, it's caught on 2 hops by the second baseman, Villarroel. It was well positioned, and he will throw to first for the out. We'll score 1 for the infield alignment charts there for Down East, because that ball is hit very hard up the middle, but Villarroel hardly had to move. I believe we would say that's a 4-3 ground out with an assist to Henrik Reinertsen, who's the data ops and quality control person for Down East. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike to Cade Kern. Got a good look right now about 8 rows below us as the Green Jackets video and data person, Josh Horton, is furiously typing on his laptop. 0-1 in for a strike, changeup on the inside edge. Mendoza building some nice confidence here in the 3rd inning of work for him. He replaced Luis Ramirez, who left with an injury after the first inning. 0-2 drops in the dirt for a ball. Here's some sirens outside. If you're curious where Kinston is and you've never been to this part of the world, it's southeast from Raleigh. The pitch is upstairs with a fastball. It's sort of between the Virginia Beach and Norfolk, Virginia area and Raleigh. Durham, you have to kind of search it out on a map. It is, you know, tobacco country here and towards the Outer Banks. It's an area of the world that I haven't really been to before, but we're not too far away from where Green Jackets hitting coach Connor Nairn was raised in Wilson, home of the Wilson Tobbs. Full count here on Cade Kern with one away. The 3-2 is outside ball four. Fastball tailed away a bit too much there, and it's the second walk of the day for Augusta and a one-out base runner. Green Jackets have had a man reach in every frame so far. Now it's up to P.O. Boucher with one on and one out. Lefty on righty matchup. Boucher squares the bunt, pulls it back, and gets off the glove of the catcher Moeller and goes all the way to the backstop, and advancing to second is Kern. Boucher looks like he might have got nicked there on his finger. It looked like he was holding his right hand, but seemingly there wasn't anything there as far as contact because no one complained about maybe a foul ball there. But it's a 1-0 count. We'll see how they score that one as Kern heads to second. That's a wild pitch. 1-0. Fouled off. 1-1 is Boucher swinging away. Count 1-1. Score 1-1 as Kern dances off the second base bag. 1-1 pitch. Curveball taken outside. Mendoza, one of a handful of players we've seen this year out of Sonora in Mexico. Mexico gaining traction as far as the international signing scene goes. We've seen Rivaj Garcia, who is the, I believe, still the leader in average in the league, as this one swung on and missed. It's 2-2. But the Mexican baseball scene also very important because of their professional baseball league, which is classified as basically being equivalent to AAA. A lot of guys who bounce around AAA, the Japan First Division, Korea, and Mexico take some time there. This one pitches upstairs. It is 3-2. It is just tremendously fun baseball to watch. I had the privilege of going to a game in Nicaragua as well. It's the same game, very much a different product, and truly an example of the globalization of America's pastime. 3-2 is sliced foul down the left field line, dropping towards the seats, and it will get out of play. It'll remain a full count. Amongst the notable Mexican players right now in the bigs, Isaac Paredes of the Tampa Bay Rays, Alejandro Kirk, all-star catcher for the Blue Jays. 3-2 is swung on and missed, late to a fastball there, and it is out number two. Also Luis Urias of the Red Sox, formerly of the Brewers, and all-star, or certainly soon-to-be all-star reliever Andres Munoz, who's become the closer for Seattle since they traded their closer to Arizona at the deadline. Point being, there is a lot of talent there, and also a shout out to Joey Meneses, who's quietly been excellent for the Nationals after really only making his MLB debut at the age of 29. First pitch for a strike here to Godman. Two away and a man on second here in the top of the fourth, all tied up at one apiece. Godman flew out to the warning track his first time up. Runner goes for third. It's chopped towards short. Fielding it on two hops is Cueva. His throw to first is high and wide, but the first baseman Torres is there to tag the runner out to retire the side. Second time today that Torres has saved Cueva an error, and that one would have brought home a run. Instead, it ends up as out number three, 6-3 in the book, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll see who is the arm for Augusta in this half inning. It looks like a new arm coming in from the pen, and it's likely Luis Vargas. We'll take a break and tell you all about it when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth, it is indeed Luis Vargas, the big righty, on for Augusta to replace Drew Hackenberg, whose final line is three innings of one-run work with seven strikeouts. He gives up three hits. Notably, he does not give up a earned run. First pitch from Vargas is skied in the air to right center field by Ian Moeller. Right fielder and center fielder converge, and it's the center fielder, Cade Kern, who will make the catch. One pitch, one out. Well, it was an outing to forget for Vargas last time out, who got shelled. He went 4 1/3 innings, but he gave up 6 hits, 7 runs, including a pair of homers. He's given up now 3 homers in his last 9 innings of work. Did not get credited for the victory, and instead went to LJ McDonough. Only 4 of those runs were earned, however. And he will give you some length. One thing about him is he has not gone shorter than 4 innings of work, with the exception of one outing in which he was chased after the first. That was a tough one against Fredericksburg. But otherwise, 5 innings, 5 2/3, 6 innings, 5 innings, 5 innings, and 4 1/3 for him this year. 1-1 on Cueva with one away. The pitch is grounded to second for Dung. Is there, and it goes right off his glove and into right field. That'll be the second error of the day on Will Verdung. That was a routine grounder, and Verdung overthought it, and it trickles to right for an error. Cueva has now reached twice, both on Verdung's miscues. And now Tommy Specht, who doubled in the only run of the game so far for the home side. Vargas added to the Green Jackets roster on July 14th, right at the conclusion of the All-Star break, with Jorge Bautista and Spencer Schwellenbach going up to High A Rome. This one grounded to first, and it goes off of Compton's glove, and everyone's going to be safe. As the Green Jackets commit back-to-back errors, and now men at first and second on an E4 and an E3. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot a little bit here, as that one was routine. Compton trapped the ball with his glove but did not make the play, and it trickled behind him. So the third error of the day for Augusta. And we've got a mound visit here. Everyone will reset now with Torres at the plate. Bunt situation here, perhaps. One away and men on first and second on a pair of errors. Green Jackets, the second worst fielding team in the league. Salem, who the Green Jackets played last week, was the worst fielding team in the league. And Torres will bunt this one foul underneath Godwin's legs and to the backstop. Torres struck out his first time up. Now 2 for his first 23 with 11 strikeouts. And not uncommon, whether it's the beginning of the year, a mid-season addition, or late in the year like here, for a player being added for the first time to struggle a bit with getting on base. It's a growing period, as it is really at every level as you move up and up. So there's nothing to read into someone's low batting average at this stage in the year. Small sample sizes. Got to take everything with a grain of salt. Torres batting left infield, playing him to pull. See if he squares again. The 0-1. He will instead ground it to second. Verdung is there. He throws to second for one. Tavares' throw to first is not in time. Torres was able to beat it out. It'll be a force at second as Cueva heads to third. And now men at the corners, but with two away. Score that one. A 6-4 fielder's choice. In the top of the order to the plate, it is Quincy Scott with two strikeouts to his name so far. Men on the corners with two away. First pitch here is in for a strike from Vargas, who gets a lot of contact. That's why he goes so deep into games so often, but he has now faced, this is his fifth batter faced, and that was the eighth pitch of his outing. 0-1, swung on and missed. There is a bit of danger, though, with living in the zone. Because obviously, guys, if they know you're throwing strikes, they can load up a little bit more and swing a bit harder without having to worry about chasing anything. Now a chance, though, for a waste pitch here. Godwin sets up outside. The 0-2 is hit hard to left field. Boucher coming in. It's going to drop on one hop. And a run will score on an RBI single for Quincy Scott. Ninth man batted in for him this season as Cueva scores from third. It will be an unearned run as Torres advances to second. But a 2-1 lead now for the home Woodies as those errors come back to hurt the Green Jackets. Two on, two out for JoJo Blackman. A walk and a strikeout so far. He's driven in 41 this year and going lefty on righty here with Vargas. The pitch is on the inside edge for a strike. Two away. Infield again playing to pull. 0-1. Just outside for a ball. Vargas had some good numbers up in Rome this year. Also through the final inning of a combined no-hitter for the Rome Braves, who are in their last couple of weeks as the Rome Braves. They're rebranding at the end of this season. 1-1. Waved and missed. Tied him up there. I think Blackman got a pitch he really liked. Just a bit over-eager, and it's 1-2. In high A Rome, he went 4-3, a 4.37 ERA, and a 1.39. We have pretty similar numbers here, wins and losses excluded. 1-2. The pitch is downstop, blocked by Godwin, no advance. The big area of concern, though, is just giving up contact. Not a strikeout pitcher, per se. He had great strikeout numbers in Rome. He had 57 strikeouts and 60 innings of work, and here in Augusta, now well below one strikeout per inning, but the walks and the contact have remained. Pickoff throw comes to second. Tavares gets the tag down, but not in time. Nicely executed, but well read by the man on second, Marcus Torres. But Vargas is, though, is consistent, and he will give you some length. And Green Jackets hoping for that tonight. 2-2, the count deuces wild. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three, and that will retire the side. But the Wood Ducks get the lead back at 2-1 on an RBI for Quincy Scott. Two errors, a single, and two left. We go to the fifth. Green Jackets trailing 2-1.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here in the now the top of the fifth, Green Jackets trailing 2-1. The Wood Ducks end up getting back in front on an RBI single from Quincy Scott. We do have a pitching change here as the Southpaw Dylan McLean comes into the game. Fourth rounder back in 2020 out of Portland, Oregon. Was initially a commit to the University of Washington, but signed instead, making his 23rd appearance of the year, going up against Ambioris Tavares, who will take the first pitch for a strike. McLean spent all of last year here in Down East, working exclusively as a reliever, a 2-0 record, and a 3.96 ERA. He'll miss low and away. It's 1-1. This year, he has been used as an occasional starter. This is his 23rd game. He has started 7 coming into today. 70 strikeouts to just 27 walks and a 2.24 opponent batting average. 1-1. Tavares takes one upstairs. Tavares hitting 313 against lefties. It's just a couple of Green Jackets who have feasted on Southpaws this year. Breaking ball misses away. Now 3-1. Tavares scored. The Green Jackets' only run of the game his last time up. Extend that on-base streak to 12 games. Three-one pitch is hit hard to the alley in right center field. Dropping fast, it's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Tavares hits first. He is digging for two. He might think three, and he will. Tavares gunning for third. It's cut off by Cueva, whose throw is way high and wide. It's backed up well by the pitcher McLean, who saves a run from scoring. It is a leadoff triple for Tavares in the Green Jackets with a tying run 90 feet away and no one out. Talked earlier about how this ballpark is triple favorable with JoJo Blackmon second in the league with 6 triples of his own. But the alleys, basically between right and left center field and straightaway center, there is just so much space. And I don't even think a good throw there from Cueva would have gotten him. I think Tavares would have been safe by a little bit. The throw did get away. Now Cam McGee, who rockets this one high and deep to right field. Heading back to the track is Scott. He will make the catch on the warning track, and Tavares will score standing up. That's the way to start an inning. Tavares gets triple number 5 of the season, and McGee drives him in with a sacrifice fly. RBI number 11 for Cam McGee, and we're all square at 2-2. It takes 6 pitches for the Green Jackets to tie the score. Tavares 5 triples, which leads the team by 3. Again, Green Jackets, SRP Park is a doubles and homers park. It is pretty hard to get 3 bases. Sabine Ceballos steps in and takes a strike. 1-for-2 today, a ground out and a single. A 1 is thought foul. Ceballos is back in the box now with an 0-2 count. Score all even at 2-2. The pitch is swung on and missed. Good bounce back AB there for McLean. And there is out number 1. That 2020 draft has produced some really interesting results because obviously it was shortened to just those 5 rounds. And because of that, there was so much uncertainty. Teams are working with a much different bonus pool. And there were tons of free agent signings after the fact. Stepping in here is Compton, who takes one up and away. But you saw a lot of pitchers taken in that shortened draft. But then a lot of guys who didn't see their first action until a year following, as this one misses downstairs. It's 2-0. With no minor leagues that year. And of course, the draft went back to its traditional standing, but in a contracted way, with 20 rounds rather than the previous 40 rounds. As Compton shoots this one foul, it's 2-1. The pitch is hit hard towards third, but caught on a line by Figueroa, who is perfectly placed, and the side is retired. But the Green Jackets get a leadoff triple from Tavares, and then a sacrifice fly from McGee to tie the game at to Kitsu. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is a tie ball game here in Kinston, North Carolina.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth, all tied up now at 2-2. Green Jackets got a run in the third, run in the fifth. Down East a run in the second, a run in the fourth. They've been trading off in the last couple of innings. Trying to locate the mascot of Down East, Dude, which is an acronym for Down East Wood Ducks, D-E-W-D, and as you can expect, it is indeed a duck. The stadium it's a little bit evocative of the old stadium in Buies Creek, which was about 80 miles down the road, but that was replaced by the new stadium in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers, who the Green Jackets saw for 3 games earlier this year. First pitch is caught on a miss by Figueroa as we're underway in the bottom of the fifth. This ballpark was built in the late 1940s, and obviously it has gone with renovations since then as that's shaken outside 1-1. But Jesse Granger donated the money for the stadium, and it has stood for a variety of teams since then. Pitch in for a strike now, 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch is chopped up the middle for Dong over to his right. He slides. He makes the grab. His throw to first is in time for out number one. Well, Verdong has been dinged with 2 errors today on rather routine plays, and he makes up for it by taking away a base hit here on a slide up the middle for the first out of the frame. Now Connor Piotto to the plate, a single for him his last time up. 1-2, struck out in the first. Lefty will take a fastball for a strike on the outside edge. Vargas typically sits anywhere from 90 to 94 with a fastball, so a slider and a changeup. 0-1 is a slider cut on and missed. Time called here by Piotto. Vargas now 21 pitches, 17 strikes. Again, he typically lives in the zone. The only outing in which he walked more than two men was the one where he got chased in the first inning against Fredericksburg. Ended up with 7 runs on his ledger that day. Pitch taken outside. It is a 1-2 count. Infield playing Piotr to pull. 1-2 from Vargas is a slider swung on and missed on the inside edge. Down on strikes goes Piotto for the second time today. Green Jackets pitching staff so far has fanned 9 men. They've only issued the 1 walk. It was Hackenberg back to Blackman in the first. And now Miguel Villarroel singled and grounded out earlier today. First pitch to him is going to be another single. This one into left. Another 2-out base hit for the Wood Ducks. There's a man on first with 2 away. If the broadcast seems a little bit scattered today, although I suppose if there are people who don't listen to the home or
really broadcast all that often. It's because I had to pack up my entire apartment yesterday and today. I woke up early to load everything into my Honda Accord, which is not exactly a vehicle designed for transporting lots of articles of clothing. As Vargas misses in the dirt here with Mueller at the dish, it's 1-0. And so it took me about 5.5 hours to drive here with a car that is loaded up absolutely to the brim with minimal visibility as well. I hope my insurance company isn't listening as well. I did drive perfectly safely, but it's been a long day. A little bit fatigued here. 1-0 to Mueller is a check swing. Did he go? They appealed the middle. He did, says Brandon Schmidt. It's 1-1 count. Mueller 0-2, a flyout and a strikeout. But as such, a little bit busier than normal, and only arrived here at about 5:45. This one up and in, it's taken for a ball. Nearly gets him in the lead shoulder. I've appreciated Ian Mueller all season from afar because the first home game of the year for the Green Jackets back in April, as a 2-1 pitch comes in and it's in for a strike in the inside corner, I used a faulty lineup in the system and also on the broadcast. And I believe it was possibly Ian Mueller's sister who reached out to me on Twitter and corrected me in a way that was very respectful and kind, and I appreciated it. And so since then, I've been like, you know what? He deserves it. And this one is flown into right center field, a dive by Kern, and he makes the play. Well, maybe curse to the commentator there as I say nice things about the Mueller family as he nearly comes away with a base knock, but Cade Kern, a spectacular dive to take away a hit, and we are through five, even up at two apiece. Little rambly there in the fifth. We go to the sixth, even up at two. Green Jackets to the plate when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of inning number six, we're all tied up at two. It's about an hour and a half into this game. The Green Jackets, by the way, their fastest nine-inning game of the year to date was against the Down East Wood Ducks all the way back in early April, which is, I think, indicative of the kind of baseball you often get in the early parts of the season. But Green Jackets played a nine-inning game in an hour and 46 minutes against the Wood Ducks, something that has stood ever since then. They also played a game in an hour and 53 minutes the day following that, so likely not going to beat that tonight. Games at the beginning of the season, oftentimes pitching heavy. Jace Grady, the switch hitter, now batting as a righty with a lefty McLean on the mound. First pitch is outside for a ball. Grady, Verdung, and Kern do up. Grady is 0-2. 1-0 pitch is grounded foul down the third baseline over by manager Cody Gabella. Each team with two runs on five hits. Only difference on the scoreboard out in right center field is the three errors for Augusta compared to just the one for the home side. There is the aforementioned dude, the Wood Duck, in a kind of earthy, mossy green suit. 1-1 fastball, caught on a miss, 1-2. Fans appreciate his presence. One, two is sliced towards right field, dropping fast and about a foot foul over about 15 feet behind first base. Yeah. temperatures tomorrow. Again, expected to be in the upper 90s. We'll cool off towards the end of the week for some lovely early fall, perhaps, temperatures here down east. 1-2 is swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball. Second strikeout for McLean. McLean, the third arm to work today for down east. Ramirez went an inning, did not give up a run or a hit. He walked one and fanned two. Mendoza went three innings of work, gave up four hits and a run. It was earned with a walk and three strikeouts. And McLean, an inning in the third now with one hit, one run, and a couple of strikeouts. Verdung to the plate. First pitch to him is on the outside edge. Good fastball for a strike. McLean also played some first base during his time in high school. 0-1. Sliced foul and out of play. Think about the Rangers and how good they have been this year at the major league level, although they have tailed off a little bit here in the second half, but they have such a crop of ready-made major league talent right now in wait in AAA. Justin Foscue, Owen White, Dustin Harris, Evan Carter. This pitch is caught on and missed, and Verdung goes down hacking. Back-to-back strikeouts here. And then you look in AA, and they've got guys like Wyatt Lankford, who obviously being a recent draftee, you know, you don't think he's going to debut this year, but he could easily perhaps be a late season call-up next year. Just 21 years of age, was a tremendous player who was maybe projected to go top three. But Curran drives this one deep to left. Specht heads back towards the track, and that ball is going to be run down on the warning track by Blackman. He grabbed that ball as it disappeared into the night. Nearly the second home run in a week for Curran, set a long out number three. We go to the bottom of the sixth, still even at two apiece here in Kinston.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limit to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth, all tied up at two apiece. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks here on this Tuesday evening. We're talking a little bit about the state of the Rangers farm system. Of course, it did take a blow when back in May, Kumar Rocker, who was famously drafted and then unsigned by the Mets, selected third overall last year by the Rangers, had to undergo Tommy John surgery and the latest in a couple of injuries for him, but they have gotten some very good performances from other names in their farm system. Guys like Aiden Curry, who the Green Jackets saw back in April, Emiliano Teodo, who has really wowed in high A this year, and Brock Porter, who the Rangers were really only able to draft and sign as a result of that Rocker pick. All doing well this year. Quavo will line the first pitch to center field, where Curran hardly has to move to retire him for out number one. Quavo is now 0-3, although he has reached twice on a pair of errors. That'll bring up Tommy Specht, who also reached on an error, making him 1-2 with a double. Mentioned this before, Specht out of the same high school that produced Ian Mola behind the dish. First pitch to him is taken outside for a ball. As the walk-up song plays, a little extra. 1-0. Just outside with a changeup there, it is now 2-0. Quavo flies out to center. Specht and Torres, the other two, do up. Specht with the only hit of the three men batting in the bottom of the order. Five hits for each team so far, along with a pair of runs. 2-0 is in for a strike. Everyone's eyes are really fixated right now on Evan Carter because I think about 28 teams across Major League Baseball are wishing they could have found him. The Rangers were the lucky ones who took the risk, and they have been rewarded by getting one of the top picks, top prospects in all of baseball in the second round. 3-1 here on Spect as Vargas missed inside. The pitch is a check swing for a strike. It'll go full. But Carter, who's now in AAA Round Rock as of a couple weeks ago, was the minor league player of the year for the Rangers last season, and a good reminder that sometimes you've got to take leaps of faith as a scouter or as a team to be rewarded. 3-2 outside ball four. And Speck is aboard. He has now reached three times, and that'll bring up Marcus Torres, who got into a fielder's choice this last time up. So a man on first now, and we've got a violation here on the batter. I believe it is now 0-1. Manager Maldonado not too happy about it, but everyone will reset now, and the manager is still barking here as the home plate umpire Nathan Hall will let the conversation die out. First pitch is in for a ball. It's now 1-1. Still never gets any less weird the more you talk about the first pitch of an at-bat resulting in the second or even third number out on that board. 1-1 the count with a man on first and one away. And the pitch is bounced up. It gets through. Godman goes to the backstop. He had trouble locating it, and Specht will take second. A big power threat for Down East in the first half of the year, in the first 30 games of the year, was Abby Ortiz, the Puerto Rican-born man who was signed out of Florida Southwestern State. Had an OPS almost 1,000 here in Down East, and it's an OPS of 970 in High A as well. 2-1. Fastball for a strike on the inside edge, and just this prodigious power. His raw power as a lefty is almost unmatched in the minors, and someone who has, again, catapulted his way up the rankings. And, of course, it will depend on the contact and limiting the strikeouts, but a guy who I'm sad we're not seeing here today. 2-2. Is swung on and missed. Slider at the back foot got him swinging, and there is out number two. Second strikeout for Torres, and the second, rather, third strikeout for Luis Vargas. Time called here as Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound. Vargas is up to now 41 pitches, 27 strikes. Back to their initial stations now for Quincy Scott. Man on second and two away in the bottom of the sixth. Vargas looking to get through his third inning of work. Neither run allowed by the Green Jackets today has been earned, and a big swing of foul here. Scott drove in the last run of the game for Down East with a single back in the fourth. He is 1-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Green Jackets have made those three errors. Both teams have issued just two walks so far. It's been a game that has been largely free of free passes. A one chop foul down the third baseline. In the top of the seventh, we will take a look around the Braves organization. All four affiliate teams in action. 0-2 is taken down and away. We can also say that the Braves are likely not going to win tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're down 9-1. 1-2 is right there on the inside edge. Strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the frame. a walk and one left. We go to the seventh. I'll square it two here at Historic Ranger Stadium.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the seventh inning here. It is a 2-2 ball game. Both teams, two runs on five hits. Green Jackets will have 8-9-1 this half inning. Boucher, Godman, and Tavares set to bat. Tavares is 2-for-3, the only man with a multi-hit game so far for the Green Jackets. Michael Soroka, who was named the International League's Pitcher of the Month, gets called up to Atlanta today. Recalled and only goes three innings as the big league Braves trail the Cardinals 9-1. That game at Truist. Lefty on lefty matchup here. First pitch to Boucher is a slider cut on and missed. Around the Braves organization, Mississippi leads Tennessee 3-1 in Double A. Those two teams have combined for just five hits through four innings. Quinnett leads Triple A Worcester. As this one up and in for a ball. Worcester, the Triple A affiliate of the Red Sox. Score is 5-2 there as Kyle Wright struck out 7 3⅔ innings for Gwinnett on rehab. 2-1 on Boucher as a slider misses inside. And the pitch is hit hard down the right field line, but foul. Just barely. So 2-2 on Boucher, two strikeouts today. And the pitch is hit hard down the left field line for a base hit. It gets away from Figueroa and into the corner. And Boucher will be held to a single as good work by Speck to cut off that ball before it trickled towards the warning track. Nice piece of two-strike hitting going lefty on lefty and letting the bat do the work. Opening up nicely, and he is rewarded with his first hit of the ball game. Now a chance for Jacob Godman with Boucher on and no one out. Nice to see Drew Lugbauer excelling, or certainly holding his own in AAA. He spent much of the last 2 years in AA Mississippi, where he slugged over 100 homers. Godman will take a slider downstairs for a ball. In High A, it is Rome leading 4-1 over Greenville, the drive. Excuse me, not Greenville, Asheville, the Taurus. The Astros affiliate, who are last in the league right now in the South Atlantic League. 1-0 is up and away to Godman, 2-0. Runs batted in for David McCabe. Keyshawn Ogun's in that game. And a tremendous outing for Jorge Bautista. Quality start. He goes six innings, gives up two hits and one run. Pitch tipped into the mid. It's 2-1 on Godman. Tyree Thompson, the next man out of the pen. Thompson spent some time here in Down East and also spent some time in High A Hickory and even Triple A Round Rock for the Rangers after being a draftee out of high school in New Orleans for them. 2-1 to Godman. Is up and away. Good eye there on a pitch that narrowly missed the outside part of the zone. Bautista, very much the Jorge Bautista we saw earlier this year. 8 strikeouts in 6 innings of work, gives up just 2 hits and 2 walks. Great to see him settling in that level above. 3-1 the count, and the pitch is down and in, ball 4. So the Green Jackets cooking here in the top of the 7th. Men on 1st and 2nd. A single for Boucher, who heads to 2nd base, and a walk to Godman. And we will have a mound visit here as everyone will gather up. We'll see if they are making the call or if they are just having a chat. As the first 2 men have reached here in the top of the order, Tavares, a man who really destroys lefties, is the next man up. Julio Valdez is perhaps the man out there having this chat with all 6 men, catcher and all the infielders gathered up as well. And now the home plate umpire is in to break it up. There is an arm up and loosening in the bullpen. Or down east. And now a good chance for Ambioris Tavares. A single and a triple so far. He has scored both of Augusta's runs. Men on 1st and 2nd here. With no one out, a chance to at the very least move these runners over. Going up against lefties, one of his favorite things to do. First pitch to Tavi is a breaking ball downstairs for a ball. Good job to lay off that one as he has a chance to maybe sit fastball here. You really don't want to put the bases loaded here with no one out, and so Tavares is probably going to be getting some pitches to hit here from McLean. Infield playing him to bunt. 1-0 is on the inside edge for a strike as a giant moth lands on the window of our broadcast booth. It is really fixated here. It's giving me a good stare down. Trying to figure out what's up with this glass. Boucher, a big lead at 2nd. No one holding on. Godman at 1st. Now at double play depth. The 1-1 is just inside. A curveball there at 76. So again, Tavares ahead in the count. And again, you're thinking this is probably a fastball count. You can sit dead red and maybe try and get something and pull it this time. He went to the opposite field on both his previous 2 hits today. 2-1 is a breaking ball, and he waves at it and misses. Similar pitch there. Probably a slider, if we're classifying it correctly, in the high 70s, though, which is really curveball velo these days. And it's 2-2. McLean pitching for the K or the double play. The pitch is fouled off. Got another breaker there, and it remains 2-2. It is pretty remarkable. The leader in home runs for the Carolina League is still Tim Elko, who was called up to AA, or rather advanced to AA, all the way back in June, and no one has caught him since. 7 for Tavares this year. The runners go. 2-2 pitch hit hard up the middle for a base hit. Boucher is rounding 3rd. He will score. Cody Gabella waving Godman home as well. The throw is cut off, and now Godman will put on the brakes and go back to 3rd. But it's an RBI single for Tavares, who has himself another 3-hit game. And the Green Jackets have their first lead of the day. It is 3-2. Godman stumbled as he hit the third base bag and was wise to go back there with still no one out. But Tavares now 2 singles and a triple. And the Green Jackets in front. They have scored the game's last 2 runs as Tavares continues to heat up here in the second half, average up to a season high 217. And you think he might be in motion here soon as McGee will take a ball, going lefty on lefty. Drove in a run his last time up with a sacrifice fly. He is 0-for-1 with a walk, a strikeout, and that sacrifice fly. RBI 32 of the season from Yoris Tavares. Is sliced foul and out of play. Tavares might have been thinking about a delayed steal there. Uh, pickoff throw to first. It gets away and goes all the way down the right field line. A run comes in to score on yet another error as Tavares hits second and will stay put there as the throw will eventually bounce over to third. But man, both teams are really struggling right now defensively. The fifth error of the game. Both errors for Down East have been pickoff errors, and a run comes in to score because of it. Godman scores and Tavares takes second, and the double play no longer in order. So I believe that will be an error on McLean. Tavares, I think they had him picked off, and McLean recognized it as a lefty and got a little excited there and skipped the throw up, and it went just wide and high. So now a man on second, and the pitch to McGee is sliced foul. It's 1-2. And Tavares, not afraid to really try and distract McLean here as well. This inning has kind of gone off the rails a little bit. A single, a walk, a single, and an error. Green Jackets have scored twice. They've given it as an E3, an error on the first baseman Torres instead. 1-2 is tipped in and out of the mitt of Moeller. Will give a second chance at life for McGee. Green Jackets leading now 4-2. First time this game that either team has put up more than one run in an inning. Tavares goes for third, spinning, and they've got him picked off as the third baseman will charge over and apply the tag. And Tavares is out on a pickoff caught stealing score. That one, 1-5. Good move there from McLean, who just waited and let Tavares run himself into trouble. So there is out number one. And now what started off as an at-bat with men on first and third and no one out has now become an at-bat with no one on, two away. Rather, excuse me, no one on, one away, and another run home. With the count here, 1-2 on McGee. The pitch is sliced foul. So no RBI chance. He had a chance to bring home one and then another run, perhaps. He's got to take this at bat with men on first and third and then a man on second. And as a result of base running and errors, there's now no one aboard for him to plate. The 1-2 is taken down and away. It'll even up. The seventh inning has sort of dragged on and become somewhat laborious here. We are about to hit the 2-hour mark of this game. And the pitch is chopped up the first baseline, but foul. It'll drift over towards the Augusta dugout. And this pitch is again fouled off. So McGee, a grinding at bat here. Next pitch will be the ninth of the AB. Another lefty up and warming in the bullpen for Down East. As McLean now up to 46 pitches, but almost half of them this frame. And a 2-2 is grounded to second. Charging is Villarroel up and underhanding the first for the out. That'll make it two away. And now Ceballos to the plate. We'll see if he does it against this man on the mound, and it looks like everyone will stay put for now. So indeed he will. Sabine Ceballos, 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. First pitch to the righty is a breaking ball for a strike on the inside edge. No one aboard, two away, two runs home. A one, taken high with a fastball. And the 1-1 pitch. It is a big breaker swung on and missed. Braves have pulled a little bit back in the game in Atlanta. It is now a 9-3 game on a Matt Olson home run. 1-2 here on Ceballos. The pitch is caught on a miss, got him on the inside edge. And that will retire the side. But the Green Jackets get two singles and a walk and capitalize on an error as well and score twice in the frame. We will keep it here for the stretch. Green Jackets now leading 4-2. JoJo Blackman here in to lead us off. Vargas on the mound. First pitch slider is in for a strike. Green Jackets lead for the first time today, courtesy of a two-run top of the frame. Four runs, seven hits, three errors for Augusta, 2-5-2 for the Woodies. It's never a good sign for defenses when the numbers on the far end of the scoreboard, the right side, are greater or equal to the ones on the left, if you're going runs, then hits, then errors. Blackman today, a walk and two strikeouts. Just the five hits so far for the home side. The 1-1 is chopped foul. Blackman has really picked up steam, though, as this year has gone on. He was someone who struggled a bit when these two teams first played each other back in April, but he has really found his footing at the plate and in the field. A plus defender, someone who can really run. Found some power as well. The 1-2 is taken on the outside corner. Strike three called. Got him with a slider. Perfectly placed. And a hat trick of strikeouts now for Blackman. And there is one away. Now Figueroa to the dish. He is 0-3. Two ground outs around a strikeout in his three at-bats so far. He'll take a fastball for a strike. This is looking much more like the Vargas that we saw in his first outing of the year with Augusta, where he went five innings, gave up just one run, and another pitch just outside with a changeup there. It is a 1-1 count. That was the 50th pitch of the day for Vargas. He's through 3 1/3 innings with five strikeouts. He has not given up an earned run. Slider here, again, just outside. Vargas just does not really miss by much. He stays close to the zone. Two hits allowed so far and one run unearned. Fastball here, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. 12 strikeouts recorded by Augusta pitchers so far today. Just the two walks allowed. They've recorded more than twice as many strikeouts as they have allowed hits. The 2-2 is a check swing on the outside edge, but he did not offer, and it missed to fill up the count. Three and two.
It's a slider in on the outside edge for strike three called. Four consecutive men struck out now by Vargas. Three in a row caught looking. And now two away. So now Connor Piotto. Last hit of the day for the Wood Ducks is the man on deck right now, Villarroel, who singled with two away in the fifth. Vargas has done a good job, just the one walk since then. Piotto is 1-for-3 with a single and two strikeouts. 1-0 to the lefty is inside. Piotto, three homers. He's driven in 28, and he'll take this one outside. It's now 3-0. Green Jackets will also wrap up next season here at Granger Stadium. 3-0 is right down the middle for a strike, but you would guess that would be a bittersweet type of series here. It'll be the last one at this ballpark. 3-1 is sliced foul and over the head of the on-deck man, Villarroel. Of course, the minor leagues are always shifting. Seems like every year there is a team or two that gets added or changes leagues, and another team that comes in to replace them. Three-two is skied into right field, but shallow. Second baseman Verdung is out. Right fielder is in. Shortstop Tavares will make the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3 go the Woodies for the first time today. As we will hit the eighth inning, Green Jackets leading by a score of 4-2. When we come back, top of the eighth.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
A little bit past the 9 o'clock hour here as we hit the top of inning number 8. Green Jackets with the lead. It is Compton who will lead us off. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the third. Compton, Grady, and Verdun, the men set to bat this half inning. And the pitch is skied foul and out of play. McLean remains on the mound through 3 innings of work. He has given up 4 strikeouts and 3 earned runs. Gets the sign from the catcher, Moeller, who sets up inside. 0-1 is just outside. And we see this a lot with Down East, where their relievers will also go big distances, 3 or 4 innings at a time. Only other team that really does that in this league is Fayetteville. 1-1, slider that breaks too far in, and it's 2-1. But the Rangers, not the only organization that develops their pitchers like this.
this one. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. But the Orioles, back when they were really in their early stages of building up the farm system that we know them for now, would limit their starters to either 5 innings or 65 pitches, whichever one came first, and would oftentimes stack starting pitchers on top of each other. 2-2, high curveball for a ball, but there are many ways to skin a cat. There are many ways to build a farm system, and the Rangers, with their farm system where it is right now and their major league roster, are doing it their way. McLean will miss inside here, and Compton will draw a walk as the leadoff man is aboard for the Green Jackets in this eighth inning. That'll bring up Jace Grady, who is 0-3. Green Jackets with 7 hits. Tavares has 3 of them. Switch hitter batting right, first pitch. Droom is grounded softly towards second. Compton chugging. The only play will be to first, and the throw goes wide. And again, the tag made by Torres to spare Villarroel this time of an error. And the middle infielders have not been making their throws on target so far today. It has yet to really result in anything material on the board, but that's the third time that the first baseman Torres has had to leave his station to grab an errant throw. And all 3 times he has made the play, so credit to Torres, who is nominally an outfielder, who is being played at first base. Man on second, one away for Wilver Dung, who singled his first time up to the left side. He will take a pitch outside here. Verdung leads off of second. 1-0. Is hammered down the left field line, but foul. That ball was stung. If you're wondering why there was that round of applause, I believe it was a group of fans who were applauding maybe a youngster, perhaps, who had grabbed a foul ball earlier. That's what it looks like from up here. 1-1 pitch is a slider downstairs for a ball. Green Jackets with a man in scoring position trying to extend this 2-run lead. Where are you going? 2-1 is on the outside corner for a strike. That's a nice pitch there from McLean with that fastball. It, like so many lefties going lefty on righty as a pitcher, you've got to be sure to hit your spot and stay. If you're set up outside, you got to stay outside. It's far more damaging to miss inside as time is called here by Verdung. When a righty going up against a lefty as a hitter is opening up to swing, a fastball that comes inside goes right through the bat path. You think about a righty with that left leg stepping forward and opening up. If you miss outside, it's more likely that it'll either just miss for a ball or it'll induce some weak contact. The 2-2 pitch is pop foul and out of play. This pitch is inside. It'll fill up the count here with one away in the eighth. A little bit of shuffling now in the bullpen for the Woodies. Can't see if there's anything going on in the bullpen for Augusta, but you'd imagine not. Maybe for the ninth. 3-2, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Verdung just swung at ball 4, and he knows it. Slider that was way down and away. And out number 2. So now Cade Kern to the plate with a man on second and 2 away. No. This game is not necessarily one for the pace of play aficionados. We're only 2 hours and 16 minutes into this game, but it has felt a lot slower. There's a kind of languid pace to this one as the final week of the season gets underway. First pitch is outside. Kern flew out to the very deepest part of left center field his last time up, where JoJo Blackman ran it down right in front of the Michelin sign underneath the light tower. Compton walked. He is on second with two away. 1-0. Fastball upstairs. The big league Rangers right now are in a very crowded AL wild card race and a crowded AL West race, as this one is downstairs now 3-0 on Kern. But the Mariners got red hot. They now lead the AL West. As of right now, Texas half a game up on Toronto for the third and final spot, and those two teams play each other. 3-0 pitch taken for a strike in the upper part of the zone. But right now, three teams from the AL West would be in the postseason if it started today. The Rangers are a game behind Houston. Houston, meanwhile, is just a game behind Seattle. This one will miss up and away, and it will end up being a walk on five pitches rather than four. And now men on first and second with two away, and that'll bring up P.O. Boucher, who singled and scored after leading off last inning. And we've got a visit here to the mound, and I believe this one might be it, and it is indeed. We've got a pitching change coming up for when we come back. We'll take a quick break. Green Jackets leading by a score of 4-2 with two on and two outs here in the eighth.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jackets with men on at first and second, and the righty Alberto Mota is in. He did not see Augusta back in April. He was added to this roster in early May. This is appearance number 22 of the year for him. 2-2, a 5.48 ERA, 35 strikeouts to just 10 walks for him on the year, but only 23 innings of work. He has been almost exclusively a short innings pitcher, and in fact his last time out only went a third of an inning, giving up one hit and two runs before eventually being tagged with the loss. He will have to go perhaps an inning and a third here. Two men out in the top of the eighth. Green Jackets leading 4-2. He inherits a pair of runners aboard. It will be the lefty P.O. Boucher in to face him. So far this year, he has inherited 17 runners, and he has stranded a little bit under half of them. So nine men have scored against him, and 8 have been stranded. He's got 2 more to add to that here. Green Jacket's got 2 in the 7th, looking for more here. Boucher, 2 strikeouts in his first 2 ABs, and then a single and a run his last time up. Compton walked. He's on 2nd. Kern also walked, and he is on 1st. Lefty on ready matchup. Infield playing to pull. The first pitch is up and away with a fastball. Mota out of Maracay in Venezuela pitched in the Dominican League last year and then spent the latter half of the season here in Downey. He's made 7 appearances. 1-0 is a big fastball swung on and missed. Boucher looking to add to those 4 runs batted in this year. Compton takes his lead, and the pitch is sliced towards third. It's fielded on the ground by Figueroa, who will step on the bag himself to retire the side with a 5 unassisted at third. Well, pretty good work there from Alberto Mota, who comes in and strands a pair. We go to the 8th inning. Green Jackets leading by a score of 4-2.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah,
SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Vargas remains out on the mound here as we hit the bottom of the 8th. Green Jackets leading by 2. Down East went in order last time through. Their last hit was in the 5th. They have struggled against Vargas, who is working in relief. After Drew Hackenberg got the start for Augusta, he goes 3 innings, giving up 1 run. It was unearned. 3 hits, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Vargas, a very similar line. 4 innings for him now with 2 hits allowed, a run, and a walk. And 6 strikeouts. Again, no earned runs allowed by the Green Jackets pitching staff so far. Miguel Villarroel will lead it off. Villarroel hitting .230. A pair of singles so far today has helped his cause. Villarroel, Mueller, and Cuevo, the men do up this half inning. As we've got an equipment issue here, I believe, as the umpire is, I think, looking for some spare baseballs now as he confers with the bat boy, and now I guess we'll get back to business. He'll brush off the plate and we will finally get underway. A run in the 2nd, a run in the 4th for Down East, a run in the 3rd, a run in the 5th, 2 in the 7th for Augusta. Vargas is trying to throw the ball around his infield here. He went through his full warm-ups and then had to take about 90 seconds off. And the first pitch is in for a strike. Vargas has been confident and quick so far to the plate, which is the kind of situation which he thrives in. 0-1 is waved at and missed. He has a nice connection so far with Jacob Godman, and Villarroel will call timeout and reset himself. And 2, Vargas gets the sign from Godman, who sets up outside. The pitch is waved at and missed on a slider away. That was set up really nicely there by the battery for Augusta, and Villarroel goes down swinging. Vargas all of a sudden has really found his strikeout groove. Now each pitcher with 7 Ks for the Green Jackets. And that'll bring up Ian Mueller, who has a strikeout along with 2 flyouts to center. First pitch inside to him, though, and it is 1-0. Although one of those flyouts was perhaps less of a flyout and more of a tremendous defensive play by Cade Kern, who took away a single from him in his last AB. Slider for a strike here. It is 1-1. Most strikeouts the Green Jackets have recorded in a game is 15. They are one away from tying that and two from breaking it here with five outs to play with. One and two here on Mueller after that foul ball going righty on righty. Vargas from the windup. The pitch is tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Vargas has now struck out two men in each of the last three innings. Yeah, there are quickly two men retired here. Again, still no hits for the home Wood Ducks since the fifth inning. And that'll bring out Daniel Cueva, who is 0 for 3. He's reached twice on errors. And the first pitch here to Cueva is lined towards the alley in right field. And it will drop in for a hit as a sliding Grady could not keep his glove down on it. There is the first hit since the fifth inning. You talk enough about something and it'll eventually happen. I mean, we'll bring up Tommy Specht with one on and two away. First pitch here is chopped foul. And I think we're having a balk called here on Vargas before that pitch. And manager Cody Gabella is now asking for an explanation here. It is indeed a balk. And he is wondering exactly why. Still in conversation here with Nathan Hall. Bella not happy with it, who continues to talk as he goes back to the dugout, but no further punishment assessed. So rather than an 0-1 count with a man on first, there is no count, and Cueva on second, tying run at the plate. And Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella is still talking from the bench. And we've still yet to see a pitch in this AB. And I guess now we will get underway. Man on second for the lefty, Specht, who drove in a run with a double back in the second. A chance for another run batted in here. He has reached in every plate appearance so far on a walk and error in that double. First pitch to him is outside for a ball. .930 here, 2.5 hours after this game started. Pitch black skies. 1-0 outside, and Godman's jumped up as if to fake a throw back to second, but nothing doing. Tavares is the man closest to second base where Cueva is dancing, and this pitch is a fastball fired past Specht for a strike 2-1. Dubuque, Iowa is a pretty good sports town, by the way. If you've never been there, they've got the Dubuque Fighting Saints. They've got Dubuque University, who just added a hockey team. 2-1 is just downstairs, 3-1. Not too far from Cedar Rapids, where the Colonels play, or Quad Cities, where the River Bandits play. Iowa, of course, where the Field of Dreams is. 3-1 is on the outside edge for a strike. It will go full. There's the base open at first, but after two strikeouts to begin the frame, you think Vargas is looking, perhaps, to put something in the zone here. The next strikeout will set the Green Jackets season high for our pitching staff. Two away, the 3-2 is on the outside corner. Strike three called. There it is. Strikeout number 9 for Vargas, who strikes out the side, giving the Green Jackets their 16th K of the season a season high for Augusta. We go to the ninth. Score remains 4-2. Green Jackets in the lead. When we come back, top of the ninth.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Couple of strikeouts there to cap off that frame. A man left on second for the Wood Ducks. Green Jackets will have 9-1 and 2-2 up as they look to add to their lead before the bottom of the ninth, that is. Green Jackets so far today, four runs, 7 hits on 3 errors as well. They've gone just 2 for 10 with men in scoring position, but they have done a good job of capitalizing with that big seventh inning to put them ahead. For the Wood Ducks, meanwhile, they've left 9 men on base. They are trailing by 2. They've got just 6 hits to their name so far. As Godman will step in with Mota remaining on the mound. 3 pitches for him in that 1/3 of an inning of work where he stranded 2 men aboard. Tavares on deck. McGee, the third man due up. First pitch to Godman is high and all the way to the backstop for ball 1. Tavares will have a chance for another 4-hit game. Only one man has 2 4-hit games this year for Augusta. That's Justin Janis. Tavares would become the second. One oh, spiked up there. It is a 2-0 count for Godman, who walked and scored his last AB in the 7th. He is 0-2. Scored what is right now the insurance run. 2-0, fastball for a strike on the outside edge. The man on the mound, Moses, does a good job of disguising his release. It's hard to pick up. He releases from right over the top, and as someone who's only 5'11", it's a different viewpoint for pitchers, or for hitters, rather, and a fastball here is cut on and missed. That one in the high 90s. Time called here by Godman. You know, there is a correlation between velo and size. Obviously, pitchers with longer limbs can generate more momentum, more strength in theory, but also look at Spencer Strider, who's throwing 100 to 101. 2-2 is a fastball swung on and missed. You look at Spencer Strider, who's, you know, about my height, like 5'11", maybe 6 feet tall, and it's not all about size. It also has to do with extension, how close to the plate you are releasing the ball, how you're releasing it. Are you supinating or pronating, which way your hand is facing as you deliver the pitch? Time is called here, but we're going to have a violation on the pitcher. It's going to be 1-0. Point being, there are still some flamethrowers who are not your typical, you know, 6'4", your Brock Porters, basically, of the world, or your Cade Hortons, whatever you want to choose for that type of guy. And the 1-0 is all the way to the backstop. And at the same time, not all velocity is created equal. We saw Harleen Susanna of Fredericksburg earlier this year, who was clocked at 103 miles an hour last spring, but it plays much lower than that. 2-0 big fastball, swing and a miss. Because he has minimal extension, and because of where he releases the ball from, it actually appears significantly slower than other pitchers whose velo is in the low 90s. 2-1 is on the outside edge. Maybe a generous call there. It's 2-2. But you get a chance. Time is called here by Tavares. I think he thought that one was outside as well. It certainly looked outside to the naked eye up here. But point being, there's velocity, there's perceived velocity, and also stuff like VAA, which is vertical approach angle, is your pitch rising or sinking as it crosses home plate? All of which make your pitch more or less hittable. 2-2 is taken high, ball 3. Another fastball there. One away, no one on here in the top of the ninth. Green Jackets leading 4-2 with McGee on deck. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball up and away. And two straight strikeouts here to begin the frame. So a good-looking fastball here for Mota here in the top of the ninth. It'll bring up Cam McGee, who is 0-2, a walk, a sacrifice fly, a strikeout, and a groundout. To drive in that run that tied the game at 2 in the top of the fifth. The lefty at the plate, first pitch to him, is in for a strike. Fastball in the upper outside quadrant. A 1 is a broken bat fly ball down the left field line out of play, and that one clearly splintered the bat at the handle, and you will have to go get a fresh twig from the dugout. Oh, and 2, no one on. Mota looking to strike out the side, excuse me, here in the ninth. The pitch is just inside. And he will go back to the mound kind of angrily. He started to walk off towards the dugout there. It looked like that one might have missed just fractionally. But that fastball with the location has proven very hard to hit. 1-2 is a high fastball swung and a miss. The side is retired on strikes. Green Jackets go in order for just the second time today, and we head to the bottom of inning number 9. Green Jackets leading 4-2 with Ellis and Joseph coming in looking for the save, we believe, when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Green Jackets leading here 4-2, and it brings Ellis and Joseph out from the bullpen. Joseph looking for his 10th save of the season. Last time out, well, was a bit of a struggle. Went an inning of work, gave up a hit and 2 runs on a homer. Joseph leads the Green Jackets in appearances and in saves. ERA at 5.98, a 3-2 record. This is game 37 of the year for him. And he will have 9-1-2. Torres, Scott, and Blackman in this half inning. Torres is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts. Scott is 1-4 with 3 strikeouts. And Blackman 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. You can get the theme of the day. It has been a strikeout-heavy contest. Green Jackets have set a new team high with 16 Ks. Torres batting left. Joseph, large right-handed pitcher, is into the game. First pitch is downstairs. Sinker slider for Joseph with the occasional change. As the pitcher, catcher, and umpire do a little exchange of baseballs. Joseph has topped out at triple digits this year. 1-0 is waved at and missed, and it is 1-1. There are strikeouts just all around the line for the Down East Wood Ducks. Donyer Cueva is the only player not to have a K to his name. Big slider here, swung on and missed, and it is 1-2. Joseph lately has really built on that breaking ball. He's got a sort of a four-seamer and a sinker that kind of do the same thing sometimes, and he can cut it occasionally as well, but the breaking ball has been a real development. 1-2 is tipped into the mitt, strike three. Went back to the well for a third straight time, and that was a slider tipped into the mitt. Strikeout number three for Torres, who joins Scott and Blackman with the hat trick tonight. Now Scott comes to the plate looking to avoid a golden sombrero here to begin this series. An RBI single for him in the fourth. That was the last time Down East got on the board. First pitch to him is fouled off, going righty on righty. One from Joseph is just downstairs, maybe a little bit inside as well. Tried that front door slider this time. No word on who Augusta will have going tomorrow. Green Jackets did not play a week ago Wednesday night. It was Cade Keeler who got the start in the first game of Thursday's doubleheader. You think it could easily be Keeler. It could also be Garrett Bauman, who was activated today. 2-1 on Quincy Scott, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Sinker there, and it's 2-2. The pitch is cut on and missed. Slider got him swinging, and now another strikeout in the book for the Green Jackets, who have recorded exclusively strikeouts as outs in the last two frames. And now the final chance is JoJo Blackman, who has strikeouts in each of his last three ABs. The lefty at the plate. Green Jackets up 4-2. First pitch, breaking ball for a strike. One misses outside. Green Jackets looking to win their sixth game in their last seven tries. The only loss coming on Sunday, a close 5-2 defeat at home in the home season finale. 1-1 is swung on and missed. Big fastball. It's 1-2. It would be very apropos for this game to end on a strikeout. Green Jackets have fanned 18 men so far. Looking to hang a golden sombrero on Blackman to cap this one off. 1-2 pitches. Ooh. Off the bat. And they think it hit him, but Joseph also thought it might have been a foul ball. I think that got him on the upper part of the shoulder. And Blackman will take his base. Joseph and the catcher, Godman, both charged out as if that had hit the bat. I think it hit the protective guard there, and that's what made the loud noise. Blackman is not too pleased. I mean, Joseph, at a minimum, that pitch was in the high 90s, and there is never a good time or place to take a pitch, but you got to think that taking a pitch at 95 to the shoulder is probably not what you would choose, but he is aboard. A walk now and a hit by pitch for him. It'll bring up Glader Figueroa, who is 0-4 with two strikeouts, and he'll take a slider up and away. Tying run at the plate right now with Green Jackets leading by a pair. Joseph looking to move to double figures in saves on the season. 1-0. Just outside. Didn't sit where he wanted there with a fastball. Everyone trailing Billy Seidel of Kannapolis, who leads the league with 14 saves. And this pitch is cracked to center field. This should do it. He gets underneath it as Curran charges and makes the catch, and the ball game is over as the Green Jackets pick up a win to open the final series of the year. Green Jackets use a two-run seventh inning to propel themselves into the lead. They score the game's final three runs, with Luis Vargas picking up the victory, a much-needed bounce-back performance for him as he goes five strong innings in relief. Allison Joseph picks up his 11th save of the season, his 10th save of the season, moving into fourth place in the league. That'll bring us to our post-game show here as the Green Jackets end up with four runs on seven hits, three earned. Our It Guy of the Game, brought to you by Premier Networks, is Ambioris Tavares, who goes 3-for-5 with an RBI. He records his fifth triple of the season, which leads the team, and yet another multi-hit game for him, his 21st multi-hit game of the year. It is three-hit game number 5 for him this season. He's got 1 4-hit game, 15 two-hit games, and now 5 3-hit games on the year. The winning pitcher in this one is Luis Vargas, who bounces back from an outing last week in which he got hit around a little bit, and instead he propels the Green Jackets to victory here in Kinston in this opening game of the series. We've got to get going here. It's been 2 hours and 47 minutes of game time, and the Green Jackets head into their hotel. I've got to drive over there as well. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock game time here. As Vargas wins, he goes to 2-3. Joseph, the save. He improves to 10 on the year, and McLean takes a loss, falls to 7-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time and same place, with a little bit more stasis in all likelihood. Green Jackets win the opener, 4-2.